What's poppin'? We're in the dealsnitty.com with a packed house for the Drew and Mike show today. More on that in just a moment. Of course, we all are mourning Bush 41. Although I admit to being Bush 41'd out just a minute ago when it took over all the channels.
Even TMZ.
You're like, the grandchildren are getting off the... What?
Where's Jeb? Low-energy Jeb is nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
I know, and why...
Someone checked on him?
There was that whole thing about his last words were, "I love you, George." And it's like, what about Jeb?
Neil!
Her sister?
Neil,
that's right.
Wow, snap.
I was telling Trudy I had a very insignificant thought because the last picture of... George W. with H.W., you know, George H.W. is almost dead and he's in his bed, and George W. Bush was there wearing a suit, and all I could think of was, who's wearing a suit to see somebody in their deathbed? It seems really weird to me.
It's a really stiff family when
they were very formal.
Pretty weird.
Have you ever worn a t-shirt?
I would love to see that.
I know.
Yeah, like a dead t-shirt. The Grateful Dead.
Yeah, you know he rocks.
Bush is a deadhead.
He's a funny... I don't know. I like George 41. W. Bush.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot cooler since he left that trash
terrible
of an
president.
Economy behind.
Terrible president, but seems like a good guy.
Bring It On Home by Mark Blake. Mark Blake will be with us in about 35 minutes. Peter Grant was the manager of Led Zeppelin, and he was a larger-than-life figure. What was he, 350 pounds or something?
Wow.
And really? He threw his weight around, too. I was trying to remember. Remember when Greg Lake was in studio with us?
Yeah.
Was he with Richard Cole from Led Zeppelin, or was that Peter Grant? Is it possible that Peter Grant was in our studio?
I guess it is possible.
Can you Google Greg Lake, Peter Grant?
Greg Lake, all I know, though, is that I was a fan of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and then I stopped being a fan when Greg Lake got a giant face.
He did get a huge face. ELP, you'd think there'd be some kind of L&P would be together, or no, E's dead, right? No.
But they are doing a tribute with some of the people who worked with them, so.
Wait, are L&P, wait.
Emerson, I think P is the only one who's left.
Lake's L is gone?
Wait, isn't
L and P should have done an LP before true. One of them was gone.
Yes. True. Died December 7th, 2016.
Okay.
Greg Lake.
Sorry.
Sorry.
A belated.
That seems
shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night.
I feel so bad.
Too soon.
I feel so bad I'm putting him in the George Bush Ken Berry death triangle.
Oh, that's a good
terrible.
Death triangle, isn't it?
It's, you know, it's got some talent in it, got some power. Anyway, I tell you this, Bring It On Home is a great book if you're a Led Zeppelin fan. Even if you're not a Led Zeppelin fan, it's pretty good. Because this guy was just an amazing manager. Led Zeppelin's story is amazing. There's a lot about that. And, you know, I was reading, we were talking about In Through the Outdoor. The last Led Zeppelin album?
When Jason Bonham didn't call?
Yes, when he didn't call. That's true. Boy, a lot of Led Zeppelin this week. Yeah, I know you... That was quite disappointing. And really, when a marginal guest snubs you, I think it's way worse.
I know.
Not that I didn't want him on the show, but he's not an A-lister even for this... in case he calls, I shouldn't say anymore.
No, that's opportunity is
that's gone?
Completely
okay.
gone.
Okay, it was not that big a deal. But anyway, In Through the Outdoor, I was listening to it that day. I'm going, wow, what an underrated album. And I'm reading in the Mark Blake book that album is mostly Jones and Plant. Page was incapacitated by massive amounts of heroin.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah. Page didn't have a co-write on a bunch of the songs on there. So it's more keyboardy.
Yeah.
You know, All of My Love. And
right.
Anyway.
You know what?
It was interesting.
All the keyboardier songs, I didn't like as well.
No.
It's just some sort of, I don't know, it's the guitar. It's Jimmy.
Yeah.
More Jimmy.
I think JPJ is underrated because he is a part of, he's a big part of a lot of songs and their sound. But yeah, without Paige, although In the Evening is, what a great leadoff track that is running through the outdoor. Anyway, all right, we'll get to something very important in a minute. Jimmy does wail on this. They said that he occasionally would show focus.
What a slow lead. For an opening track?
Picks up steam. Do they have two songs called In the Evening, by the way?
No, I don't think so.
Well, okay.
I don't know. I mean, Mark, everybody was stoned, though, so you had to sort of, like, ramp it up.
I like the song. I appreciate the song. But to open an album? I mean, it's 46 seconds already.
It's a long song, too, isn't it?
6:47. Finally!
Here we go.
Slow down.
Here we go! Yeah!
About time. Jeez.
Come on. Well, we're waiting.
I feel a powerful connection to the history of famous bass players. Like, what's his name from The Who? Or that guy from Led Zeppelin who wasn't Page, Plant, or Bonham? Those are the only two I know for sure.
Let's go, Plant. Get Zeppelin out there. It's almost over. Crying out loud. We all know how to support the show is by supporting our sponsors. We're also buying merchandise, which so many did, using the Amazon portal.
Really?
There's a donation bar, too. We have a lot of people who give us a few bucks a month, which is fantastic.
Keeps us going.
You forgot to use the Amazon portal?
I forgot to buy my merch this year.
Oh.
I'm going to have outdated shirts.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
You're covered. Don't worry.
Our studio sponsor, good friends, DealsNadee.com, the entire Zot Auto Group. Want to give you a couple more reasons to support our sponsors while supporting the podcast. Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Toyota all make buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV fun, exciting, and hassle-free. Plus, they've got massive inventories full of the hottest models and are all ready for immediate delivery. Zot Auto also has the lowest prices, lowest payments, and best interest rates, period. So head to any of the Zot dealerships, pick up your next vehicle, have fun doing it. Don't forget to tell them we sent you. And if you don't want to head over there, just go to DealsNadee.com and check out all the great deals.
I don't normally comment on the commercials, but that commercial makes me just a little horny.
Hot. Is the Detroiters season over? I'm just hoping because I don't want to be reminded of Detroiters.
Yeah,
it's been over for a while.
Oh, good. I hope it's terrible.
I know. I almost brought up with Dave Landau yesterday because he was in Second City here.
Oh, yeah.
I think he crossed over with some of them.
Really?
But I didn't want to bring it up because I know it's a soft spot for you.
Well, we could have investigated whether or not what is wrong with those two guys that they didn't know us.
I know. Apparently Dave wasn't talking about the show enough around him.
I guess not. Facing divorce or custody issues, you need Adam! The American Divorce Association for Men. Adam, protecting men's rights in divorce and custody matters for nearly 30 years. Visit them on the web. Read some of the reviews from satisfied clients with phrases like professional, accessible, responsive attorneys. They put me at ease and really cared about my case. They saved me from losing everything I'd worked for. Call Adam. Let him educate and guide you through this difficult process, which hopefully won't go through, but we know some of you will. Call Adam, 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM or on the web at adamdivorcelaw.com.
Consider that a divorce.
Let's see. What's today? The 3rd or 2nd of December?
No,
third. Okay, 10 days from Killer Cares. And the auction site is killercares.org. I've been tweeting out some of the prizes, but Matt Riley is here. Is this, how many years of Killer Cares is this?
Well, this is, I think, the 8th year that we've done it. Well, yeah, Killer passed away when, what was it, August of 2011. So, yeah, so this is the 8th year since he's been gone, but...
Wow.
He had it, for our children's fund. He had it back at the brew house for a few years before that.
I'm glad he missed that football game yesterday.
Yeah, he would not have liked that one. That's for them.
Sure. You were there. I haven't read a ton of the post-game coverage. I just read one stupid story today, and I watched the little, they had 12 minutes with Carlos and who else is on there? The three writers, Sean Windsor.
Yeah.
And those guys do a good job. But anyway... Is he taking a lot of shit for the two onside kicks?
Yeah, I mean, the first one, I mean, people were just like, what are you doing?
I know. So
I think
dumb.
The second one was worse, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first one, at least you have the element of surprise. It was just so poorly executed.
Yeah. But by the second one, we were kind of into it a little bit, so I actually don't even remember that one.
Well, just to refresh your well, just to tell you, just to
maybe
let you know.
Was, maybe I had already left.
It was like 2:45 left in lines at 3 timeouts and a 2-minute warning, and they were down by, what, 3?
One, it seven? Was one possession.
Seven points in the onside
just,
kick.
They just had that great defensive stand where they almost picked the ball off on 3 screens.
That's right, yeah.
If you guys are watching the game at home, did you think whenever Sue did something, were they suing or booing or both? Because it was tough to tell.
I don't know.
You know, I think
assume booing.
This whole thing about yelling someone's name if it rhymes with Lou or is Lou, can we just knock that out? Isn't it dumb? Because yeah. Lou is not always the best player. Lou is rarely the best player. So why? Who started that?
Lou Piniella. I don't know. Lou Brock.
I remember Lou Angotti.
Lou Alcindor.
Lou Angotti with the Blackhawks. We go, Lou! And Lou Angotti probably scored 3 goals in a decade.
Oh my gosh. Was he on the team with Chico Mackey?
Yes, he was. The MPH line.
Who's Martin, that dude?
Martin Papenhull.
That's right.
How do I remember that?
Pitt Martin. It's your crazy. Hockey knowledge is coming back pretty good.
Yeah. Mickey, no, that was my team. I love them.
Mickey would be so proud.
Back on WIND, 560 AM Chicago. You know who's on WIND now? Amy Jacobson?
Amy Jacobson.
Was she on Fox 2?
Oh, yeah.
She.
Wait a minute.
I think she was.
Amy Jacobson?
I believe she was on Fox 2.
Are those two different people, one an Amy and one someone Jacobson?
No, I think you know who she is. She was in the Drew Peterson, the cop that was
here.
Murdering
yeah,
people.
I remember her.
Yeah, she was. She got all mixed up in that story.
I remember.
Was she the one that was... like at the pool or something like that?
Yeah, I think people were implying like he was nailing her or something, which was bogue.
Yeah.
Is he hot?
Remember that.
Anyway, yeah, she's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Anyway, so where were we? Why are we talking about
it? Was not Scott Peterson.
Why did someone bring up Amy Jacobson? Scott.
It was somebody.
No, Drew Peterson.
It was neither that. It was Craig Stebbick. Lisa Stebbick disappeared. So similar story, but different people.
It wasn't Drew Peterson?
That's not right.
Not according to the phenomenal site Wikipedia.
That's right. And she was banging the guy. Was
the allegation,
Yeah.
I think it was one of those
She left the station 4 days after the YouTube video popped up.
Him and her got it on. Woo-wee!
But did she work in Detroit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Channel 2.
Okay.
Who cares about that when you talk about her banging the
I don't know if she got on wife. I don't think that was ever fully
allegedly verified.
I think people inferred it unfairly.
But what,
I'll stand up for her virtue.
Like the pool or something?
Yes, at the very least, it's a slight conflict of interest.
Maybe.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Did TMZ do that story? Is that possible? Because I don't know. Why did I know about that?
Was that before TMZ?
I think because it was a big story.
Yeah.
I mean, it popped up on YouTube, so.
I bet you're banging your roommate that was in the shower.
I conflated it with Drew Peterson, so it must have been a big story. How ridiculous. Okay, so anyway, we're bartending at the, what's the damn bar?
The Lodge
in Keego Harbor. I may have been stricken today.
Were you out with me last night?
I know, this is bad. The Lodge, which of course is from the original location, but we've had it there a bunch of years. It's done very well. So we got a great bartending crew. You can bid on that to bartend with us.
Yep.
I need your help.
The event is Thursday, December 13th at the Lodge in Keego. Bartenders will be going from 6 until close. As usual, free admission, complimentary valet parking. We got a ton of silent auction items, 50-50 raffles. I think we're going to do a couple of those this year. Killer's Cooler, which is the big marine cooler filled with bottles and bottles and bottles of booze. And in fact, this year, Tito's Vodka has jumped in as a sponsor, and they've kicked a couple.
What?
Yeah, and they've
Tito's?
Not only kicked us some nice cash and a couple cases of vodka to add into the cooler.
Wow. Nice, Tito's.
Yeah, so that's going on. And then... we're doing the online auction is now open. It opened yesterday. It's at www.killercares.org. There's just like 7 items there. The first item I think is kind of cool. It's a chance for somebody to bartend. They're actually going to bartend with 2 different crews. So they're going to be like at the last half of one crew and the beginning of the next. And the first crew is the 7 to 8 crew, which is you guys.
True.
Which will be all of you guys, Drew, Maz, Trudy, and Mark, as well as Amy Andrews will be on that team.
Well, that's convenient.
And then the second team that this person will bartend with is Erica Erickson.
Nice.
That's convenient, too.
Stoney.
Nice.
Dan Miller, Mojo, and Mickey Redmond. So we got a lot of the A-listers there.
Whoa, Mickey's on the second crew?
Yep, Mickey's on the 8 to 9 crew. And also, the winner will get a table for four right up near the bar for their family and friends. So if they want to, take pictures or do whatever.
And that is worth it alone right there because it's packed.
Yeah, it really is.
Because we need to get Mickey on too.
Yep.
People are complaining. Where's Mickey Redmond? Why is he never on? Is there a snub? No.
If you go on the auction site and look at that, we tried to get pictures of everybody on there. And Mark, I think you'll really appreciate your picture. We wrestled long and hard on that one.
Oh no!
If you Google yourself and go to your images,
we
wanted to go with the first one, but
boy,
Walt Beliga and I were very tempted, but we couldn't do it. So if you go
with the beer. Wait, that one? You know how old that picture is? I think that's like my Twitter profile.
We didn't care. It was either that one or the one with the Michigan stocking cap we wanted to use. But we did you right. We used your 6th grade picture, I think it was.
Oh no. The black and white.
The web is such a dangerous place. So many scary things going on there.
Take a look at Maz's picture. I think that's on his Bumble site.
Or Grindr. Maybe it's Grindr. Site.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh yes, I see. Oh, somebody's having fun.
Yep. Up under the bartender ones, Brandon. I'm sorry. The first one. Yeah, item one.
Something tells me no one did this to Amy.
No,
well, she doesn't take a bad picture.
No, Amy's is fine. Then, speaking of Mickey.
Oh, my God. Who is Mom. That child?
Is that your 6th grade picture or 5th grade?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. Well, I have some facial hair, so it's got to be college.
Is that a little, soup strainer right there?
What, my face?
On your chin.
Is that hair?
And Trudy, actually,
it's like on one side.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
I think, Trudy, I think you actually got 2 pictures in there.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Sweet.
They're probably suck.
Well, there were a couple that were just great. So we had a great
picture.
Yeah. From last year?
Damn it.
A couple years ago.
I'm mad that's a good picture.
And then there's another one that's very, we used it because it's very festive. There you go. Yeah.
Probably after a couple of shots.
That's a good picture, too.
It's total bullshit.
We did you dirty, Mark.
That's okay.
Nice.
You know what's funny about that picture?
That's a good picture, too.
Yeah, I told you. He
doesn't take a bad picture.
I mean, he's definitely posing there. Like,
I think he practices that face.
That's what's funny about my picture. That's the best I'm going to get because I tried.
What a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Like, I'm posed. And I'm wearing a button-down shirt. Like, that's an attempt. Oh, Lord.
Drew's is an inaction photo.
Yeah.
Why? What? What's going on?
So you're trying to understand a drink order.
Somewhere
from that guy poking in the back.
At a YMCA.
God, that facial hair has to go.
Go back to that. That one guy's he's ordering a drink. And then this
and
guy's
guy.
Going, it's not that hard to remember, Drew. What's going on?
Why is that guy so red, though?
Oh, wait a second.
He's been yelling his drink order at Drew for 15 minutes.
I'm wondering where that hoodie is, too. I haven't seen that hoodie in a long time.
The guy who's judging him.
The lodge.
It's upstairs.
Maybe.
The guy who's judging him has the trifecta. He's got a mixed drink, a glass of wine, and a beer.
Sweet.
That guy rules. Because he knows how hard it is to get a drink from Drew.
He contributed mightily. Good for him.
Slow down.
Okay.
All right, so that item's actually, I think, yeah, we've already that item's already up to $500, but things are open. Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry, the auction goes through, most items go through Friday, the day after the event, December 14th at 8. That item will close Tuesday night, the 11th? Yeah, 2 days before. So that I
can bartending one.
Yeah, so I can get in touch with the person and give them all the details and get their shift arranged and all that. And they got to be 21 and over.
But if you want to come in studio and bid on that item, you have till Friday.
Yep. Then there's a in studio package with you guys, which I think is up to 600 already. Which will be scheduled whenever mutually agreeable time. So that's up there. Mickey is in the game. We got two Center Ice East Club tickets. Dead Nuts Center Ice East Club includes all the food and actually beer and wine. And then before the game, the two people will be able to go up into the press box, the new press box at Little Caesars, and Mickey will give you the cook's tour up there. And
you can ask him about how he designed that that booth. Because on our 5.5-hour tour that we took of LCA.
Was I there?
That's why it was 5.5 hours.
Well, see, unlike you guys, I went back to see the finished product. Okay. Just show how
and
much.
Checked it against the specs.
And yes, and I did ask for a tour of the sauna. Don't worry. I got that in there too.
It is really nerdy though, like but kind of cool hearing Mickey talk about it because the height. So he could lean over and, you know, wasn't something obstructed? And
it's actually really cool.
He took it very seriously.
Yeah.
Which you should.
Yeah. It's his office.
Yeah. And his little refrigerator is all built in there and everything. But the view is incredible because when they lean over, it kind of slopes down. Yep. So there's nothing blocking the view. So it's like you're right over the ice.
That's cool. And it's amazing what he sees on the ice, too. It's just incredible.
And how fast
honestly.
He sees it. It really is.
I love Mickey, but honestly, he's so good at that.
Mm-hmm. It's funny when you watch him broadcast. I think he's one of the best at watching behind the play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When there's
you two should get a room. You know.
It's funny when there's a fight where the action isn't. He always is on it right away.
No doubt. So yeah. So we got the Mickey package. Then we've got there's a Barry Sanders autographed football in there. There's a cool Lions VIP package. Which, of course, they're not playing so great. But the last game of the year, December 23rd versus the Vikings, 4 club-level tickets, and including 4 pregame field passes.
Oh.
Yep, and a parking pass. And those pregame field passes are, I mean, they really let you go to a pretty good area, and the players are, like, right there warming up. It's pretty cool.
You got a selfie with Billy Sims yesterday.
Yeah. Actually, we were standing right by the tunnel.
So, really?
Yeah. Billy Sims was.
I love him.
Could not have been nicer.
I love that guy.
Very cool.
We actually got into a full blown discussion on the Final Four and if Oklahoma was going to make it. And actually, I figured we were bothering him, but he like we almost had to get away from him.
Oh, I'm sure he wanted to talk about Oklahoma.
Was he aware of the Sooners making it at that point?
Well, what was really funny was I walked up to him and I said, "Do you think you're going to get in today?" And he looked down at himself. He goes, "Well, I still feel pretty good." And I said, "No." And because he was wearing a Sooners hat.
Yeah,
I said, "No,
yeah.
The Sooners." He goes, "Oh."
He was expecting an asshole question from you.
Yeah.
Well, he had his response ready.
He answered the asshole question first.
So I was down there with Sean from Oak City, who had closed.
Oh, Sean, I'm sure hearing that field pass. What business did Sean have on the field?
Well, no, I had the pass because I did the pregame show with Fox 2, so I had an extra. Dan got me an extra one. So.
Well, as I mentioned, he had every right to be down there.
Absolutely. He was my bartender the night before, so he made sure I got there on time.
That's huge.
Yeah. So we were talking to Billy Sims, and then he says, "Guys, this is this friend of mine, Larry Lee. He's offensive lineman." And I go, "Oh, Larry Lee, back in the day. Do you know that? Have you guys heard of his band ever?"
Larry.
No, it's really he plays at Oak City all the time.
Larry Lee.
Not
Larry.
Oak City. Oh, he plays at Arch Beats and Eats.
Really?
Really good R&B band. Really.
Seriously.
Good. Yeah.
And he was an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Seems weird. I don't know why.
Yeah.
There are many offensive linemen that have gone on to do bands.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I just can't picture this 300-pound guy, although I guess it makes sense.
Really good.
Is he still big?
Probably. I would say probably 275, 280 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
They usually go one way or the other.
Yep. So anyway.
You're right.
They slim down or they just drop a ton
or they get huge.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of which, have you seen Joe Thomas lately?
Yes, and it pisses me off.
It was like he retired in like a month later.
I know,
like,
he was
220 pounds.
Yeah. And
I know, like, he's all cut. Hot.
Yeah.
Dick.
There's also, we got a Tiger package. Drew and my Champions Club tickets will go to somebody to a mutually agreeable Friday night game. Before the game, the 4 people will get field passes for pregame BP. And after the game, they'll be escorted to the dugout where they can watch the fireworks from the dugout.
Now, I believe
it's like baseball when I was a kid.
I believe the person that won it last year renamed the seats and put Hugh Jeppinus's name on there.
Yes, on Drew's seats, not on mine. I probably Bentley, who shall not be named, probably put his name on my seats.
Oh, Ty.
Ty Nepinus.
Yeah. His brother, Ty's little brother.
All right. We got about 3 minutes because we got a break, and then we got Mark Blake. the Zeppelin book.
Yeah. We're calling him in the UK.
Ooh, bring it on home. Hey, it's late there.
Yeah, I know. He's staying up for
We had to explain to Charlotte time zones. Try explaining time zones.
Just tell her time's the same everywhere.
Well, it fucking blew her mind that in like Europe it was night when it was during the day. And now she's obsessed with knowing if it's day or night in different parts of the world.
It's pretty mind-blowing.
Nerd.
Did you start with the Earth's rotation first to kind of get her the whole thing?
You know me. What do you think? Of course. I did. Because I find out if you just talk way overhead, they just drop the subject.
Good strategy.
So, that's a good lineup of stuff. I think
KillerCares.org.
Yep, KillerCares.org. Most of the items are going, like I said, we'll go through Friday, the 14th at 8 p.m. The bartending item will close Tuesday, the 11th at 8 p.m., and the event is the 13th. Again, free valet parking. We've actually got a shuttle bus, too, that's going to be running from a parking lot about a half a block away this year.
Whoa.
So, because we've been, you know, sometimes.
That's an upgrade.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's some other upgrades, too. We got a little audio-visual program that we got going, so.
Well,
and it has always been my go-to charity.
Sweet. Hey, give the Michigan stat you were sputtering when you came in about Michigan and Minnesota.
No, that was Mark's stat.
Oh.
Well, I saw it on Twitter. I can't remember who originally put it out there, but from January 1st, 2016 to January 1st, 2019, the Michigan Wolverines played Minnesota for the 100th Battle of the Little Brown Jug against Minnesota. In that same time span, they played them once. They played Minnesota once. Same time span. They're going to be playing Florida three times.
That's incredible.
They really messed up.
Consider that when they do the pairings? Really?
I mean, they could have played LSU for the first time ever.
Really?
Yeah, because LSU's matched up with UCF, and UCF versus Florida would have been a phenomenal matchup.
No, I would love LSU. That would be exciting. I'd be excited about that.
Never played them before.
I would rather go see a matinee viewing of Aladdin. Than go see that.
You can take take Charlotte and Julie.
Absolutely.
By the way, the reason I was teaching her about time zones, she couldn't figure out why. There's no way. She's like, there's no way Santa goes to every kid's house. That's why the time zones.
And by the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white.
Exactly.
You could be on a Hallmark movie with that line.
Oh, it was tough. Someone in her class tried to ruin it already.
What? How dare they?
How old?
Another kindergartner?
Four.
Pre-kindergarten.
And it was almost ruined.
What next? Rainbow parties at 7?
That's not so funny. I started laughing and I realized, oh, Lord. Could be.
Child Protective Services should be sent to that 4-year-old's house.
Kind of pissed off about it.
Total bullshit.
But you know how that one was saved? How mom saved that one? This kid has gotten into trouble. And she goes, does he get in trouble? Yes. Well, do you think maybe he would get in trouble for making stuff up? Yeah. So we lied about his.
Genius.
He told the truth, and we lied and
you
made
played
him.
Her.
So that made him the bad one.
So that's right. Your character. You assassinated his character.
Yes.
You're like Michael Avenatti.
he's not gonna win. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
And the good news on Michael Avenatti today.
Oh, I know. That's really funny.
He and Stormy Daniels have sorted their shit out.
Here's the official statement from Stormy Daniels. Pleased that Michael and I have sorted shit out, and we know the accounting is on the up and up. We're going to kick ass together on Two Coasts tomorrow. Hashtag Team Stormy.
Okay, so what about
I like that. I think that's the right the right voice to speak in, yeah.
Sorted shit out?
Sorted shit out.
Did they sort out him assaulting his girlfriend, too?
It's a pillow fight.
Let's see what he wrote. He wrote, onward and upward to all the people that want to divide us for their own agendas. It is not going to happen. Hashtag Team Stormy.
Ooh. She doesn't tell the facts.
I think they're banging. I still think they're banging.
Could be.
I really do.
All right, so December 13th, KillerCares.org, and we've got the bartending. We've got lunch with Charlie and I.
Did I not mention that? I'm sorry. No. Jesus. How did I skip over that one? God damn it. Lunch for two with the two Detroit legends, Charlie McDuff and Drew Lane. That one
savory and delicious.
I think that's the top bid item right now. So.
Sweet.
And again, that'll be a mutually agreeable place.
I'm gonna guess it's gonna be in the Ferndale area.
They had dinner.
Who knows? Ferndale food. Royal Oak, maybe.
Didn't matter.
Yeah, right.
You want to sell coffee with Maz at a Starbucks.
He won't go inside.
Just to make him
won't
miserable.
Go inside.
He'll be selling in the parking
that
lot.
That might be a live auction item at the event. We do have a better sound system this year, and Mickey is itching to get his hands on the mic. So
wow.
We'll have some
what,
good
wrestle.
We'll live auction some stuff.
It'll be a battle. All right. Thank you, Matt.
All right, thank you, guys.
And
you
great
now.
Work. A lot of money been raised between the golf and the bar.
Yeah, last year we set a record, by the way, mainly thanks to you guys and the auctioning off of the podcasts and stuff. We raised, I think our best year had been $32,000. Last year we raised over $50,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
damn.
You guys were responsible for over $10,000 of it.
Was that Lauren that won it last year?
There's three winners, two of who have not made it in the studio yet.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah,
and
Ashley,
the other we're
Ashley
friends
scheduling.
With now.
Ashley,
oh, is she okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ashley's
cool.
Scheduling.
Okay.
Yeah, she said she got with you because she's going to be in town this month, I believe.
She did not get with
okay.
me.
Okay. Okay.
You just added something to Drew's plate.
Ready.
Not in the literal sense.
No, she emailed last year.
No, she's all fired up. Okay, because she's emailed me recently. I'll follow up with that.
Okay.
I'll follow up
right.
on that because she's going to be in town in December. So
we're ready.
Oh. All right, thanks, guys.
Okay.
Hey, get out of here.
It is the holiday season where people and families come together. Wishes come true. It's why Hoop Mac and Ernie Starling and celebrates the season by hosting the annual Lincoln Wishlist sales event. The amazing prices are going to make it feel like it's Star's gift to you. They have the sporty MKC, the brand new Nautilus, and the 2018 North American Truck of the Year, the Lincoln Navigator. And if you want a car, they have the MKZ Sedan and, of course, the legendary Continental. Tis the season where Detroit's most accommodating and knowledgeable sales team will connect you to the car of your dreams. Just call Jimmy D. Get all the details. 855-567-STAR or email him jimmyd@starlincoln.com. Be a part of the Lincoln legend. Come see Star's beautifully remodeled showroom because it's the perfect environment to shop, test drive, and then take home the Star of American Luxury Cars. The Lincoln Wishlist sales event runs right now through Sunday, January 2nd at Star Lincoln. It's at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield.
All righty then. Mark Blake coming up. Talk a little Zeppelin.
Oh, hi, Mark.
10 o'clock. Okay.
What was 10 o'clock tomorrow?
Oh, getting hotter.
Getting hotter. Is that what you call it too, Matt? Getting hotter. Is that what you call it as well?
Yeah, it's catching on.
I mean, check out these traps.
Traps.
Just this last Friday at 2:23 p.m., I was benching. And I put up 350 pounds.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Is it true he only works out in front of a mirror?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there's plenty of competition for the mirrors. Let me tell you.
Oh, really?
Oh boy. Yeah.
Why don't you start 56
taking 56-inch pecs, man.
Why don't start filming people while you're working out. They love that.
Yes, sir.
Probably would if I posted it. Is it possible you could get life-changing eye surgery without having to dip into your bank account? Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
Many of you have what's called a flex account or a health savings account, which means that unspent money for 2018 will disappear if you don't use it by the end of the year. If so, call the Aldo Eye Center and put that money to good use. It'll benefit you for the rest of your life. Custom LASIK from Dr. Aldo will free you from expensive and annoying contacts, will give you better vision than you ever had with glasses, and if you have reading issues, it'll solve them also. Nobody in Michigan can match Dr. Aldo's experience and surgical precision. And for those of you 50 or older, Dr. Yelda will show you those incredible multifocal lens implants and what they can do for you. The technology produces stunning, lifetime, lasting vision at all lengths. You'll read the tiny print and be amazed. Finding out your best option costs nothing. Get a free evaluation. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to the Yelda Eye Center. Trudy, you're on OMC tomorrow?
I am.
All right.
Yeah. And then I'm off the rest of the week.
Boy, that's...
I have a two-day work week for them.
two for them and one Friday, too. That's three consecutive business days, right?
I know,
lucky.
Wow, I can't... What time do you have to get up?
3 a.m.
Like I've never done it before.
Yeah.
3 a.m. That's got to be insane. Aren't you exhausted right now?
I'm okay. Friday, it was burnt so bad, but...
What time do they start? 4?
No, I you know, take a shower and I'm drying my hair while I'm watching, you know, I
watch. Going in sweats.
You can't. You're not allowed to.
What?
You can't.
Do they have a dress code?
Kind
of. Oh, that's right.
For morning people, they are a little
more
lenient.
Is that Entercom?
Yeah, Entercom, yeah.
Yeah, there's a guy named Ty that we know. Ty used to work for Entercom back when it was CBS.
Right.
And Ty might have been written up about the dress code a few times.
Oh wait, that's so 97.1 has a dress code?
Well, they did at that time.
Wait. Tell me no blue jeans.
Well, no, I don't. Now I see people in blue jeans, but I think what it is CBS had a fairly, you know, conventional one.
But I heard
Entercom, they just sort of respect the.
I heard it was not applicable to on-air talent.
And they kind of told me that morning show's sort of exempt because how grueling it is to be that hour of the morning.
That's really funny. I remember when D-Mac came in and he hosted like a couple weeks for us at 105.1.
Right.
And one morning he showed up and he had pajama pants and the big weed shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And it happened to be on a day as soon as the show was over, it crashed one of the staff meetings.
Oh.
He came in there, hey, guys. And, you know, he doesn't care about, you know, what he was wearing. And sure. Everybody else is like, oh, he's got a big weed.
Oh.
And Thursday, it's all legal.
Yeah.
Are we having a party?
Oh, that's right. The 6th.
Everything.
You can find a place to buy it. Well, you can't buy it until
you can't buy it legally.
Take them so long.
It took a while for your people to legally cultivate it. So.
Why does it take them so long to come up with the rules of who can sell it?
I know. And everybody's running out of pot everywhere except for Colorado and Washington. It's crazy. Why are they... They act like this substance has got to be controlled more carefully than opiates.
And like it's a major surprise, too, that it was going to be legal.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you start working on it sooner?
I know. Nobody got their act together, did they?
By the way, since...
Take your time, weed smokers.
Shouldn't is the medical pot covered by insurance?
No.
No.
Why not? Opiates are.
Well, that's your general practitioner, your general doctor is not going to...
Why not?
...give you a... You know, the card. It's very rare. There's actually special doctors for that.
Okay, well,
because
they know so much, so therefore it should be covered.
Not only
special
that,
doctors.
But medical systems, there are a lot of doctors in there who are not cool with the idea of it, don't think the science is...
Oh, bullshit. You know the problem
is they don't
the pharmaceutical companies don't
make
it.
And the pharmaceuticals.
It.
Exactly.
That's the,
why.
Thank you. Total bullshit.
Dicks.
All right, we need to call Mark Blake.
Oh,
is he calling us?
Our time's the same everywhere.
No, we need to call him. We got his phone number.
Brandon has the number.
Yep.
It's
I'm in that fugue state right now.
Close to 5 o'clock. Oh, you're in the... You're furiously uptight.
Yeah.
Hear it.
Authors can't blow you off.
Oh, hell no.
By the way, got the Big Star book today from...
Oh, really?
Oh, who sent that book? Damn it. Sent a snail mail letter... with it as well. I'll get to that.
Now, I thought you read about them, or was that a documentary?
I saw
about
a documentary, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's from Rich. You're talking about Big Star?
Yeah.
From Rich. I've been communicating back and forth.
Lupica?
Tupica?
Tupica. Tupica.
Tupica, okay. Miami.
Yeah, I'm all over that book.
He wants to do an interview, so.
I'm in.
I said Drew demands to read it first.
Yeah. I did read a Alex Chilton book, but... You know, Big Star is Big Star.
Oh, boy. Is he in a does he live in a castle and it takes a long time to run to the phone?
Oh, no.
It's 5 Eastern time. It's 5 Eastern time, isn't it?
Do you have the date?
Oh, Charlotte.
Do you have the correct date?
Oh, fuck.
He could be at the pub. The pub's still open. Well, the pubs close early over there, don't they?
Do they? In the UK?
I think they close earlier than
you'd
think.
They've had like 50% of pubs have closed in the last 2 years because millennials over there are killing the pub.
What?
Nobody goes to pubs and drinks beer anymore.
Oh, because they're on their phones.
Dicks, yeah.
Millennials are wrecking
Okay,
everything.
Mark can do Monday at 5 p.m. your time.
Monday.
10 p.m. for him since he's based in London.
December 3rd?
30 minutes. Let me know if you prefer to call. Connect via Skype.
28.
Him or connect via Skype.
Are we supposed to Skype? Maybe he's standing by his Skype machine.
I just said regular phone.
Oh.
Okay.
He has an answer machine either.
It's not your fault. Maybe he's not a call, and we'll just call him in 10 minutes from now.
I'm hexed with anything that has to do with Led Zeppelin.
I don't worry about it.
Do you want to email him and ask him to call our number since his phone's not ringing apparently?
And then
we have time to fix this if it takes him a half an hour.
He's going
to
reply
check his email.
I can't make long distance calls.
Oh,
international
call collect.
We've bumped into that before.
I know, but that's
it's always kind of telling.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, we can always finish our break because, let's see, we need to talk about, oh, Tom Mazzaway and our friends at Zot Ford and DealsInIndy.com and all the fabulous car deals over there. Maz and Gabara want to remind you that Zot Ford and Holly has some ridiculous deals on pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, too. Plus, with the power of DealsInIndy.com, you can almost, wait, you can have almost 300 premium pre-owned vehicles to choose from. All their pre-owned vehicles go through a comprehensive inspection and certification process. This is to assure all Zot customers are getting the ultimate value to go along with their unmatched customer experience. So slide over to DealsInIndy.com and pick out the new or pre-owned vehicle of your dreams. Then go see the soft one himself, Thomas A. Mazzaway. He won't be sorry. Maz finished up in double digits, didn't he?
He did?
I think he did.
Of course he did.
He would.
Always does.
I don't ever want to hear him bellyache about not making sales.
I know. He's bellyache. I think it's the snow that's really driving him mad. Because he could sell. Actually, in December, he probably
will.
Damn it. He'll probably move 15 or 16 cars and still be bummed because he'll be brushing off cars.
Well, I bet you he does more than that in December.
He might.
It's a great time to buy a car.
A lot of podcast people have been very helpful. I tell you, that's been... I remember when we first hooked up with Zot, and I thought, oh, boy, this is because they were sponsoring the studio, and it's. I thought, I don't know if this will work out, and it just worked out really well. Had a lot of great support out there, and Maz working there has helped, of course. We're doing well before Maz was there, though. Mm-hmm. But it seems like it's only picked up. Meanwhile, Hall clients are happy clients. If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your current home, you need to call David Hall and Hall Financial right now. It's the perfect time to take advantage of the equity in your home to pay off debts or bills or help fund the holidays. Don't feel strapped for cash this season. You could even skip a payment if you refinance now. That's a new one.
Oh.
Skip a payment?
Oh, they do that over the Christmas holidays. It's like a gesture of goodwill. So,
Did not know that.
You're spending money on.
Oh, so they get so caught up in the holiday spirit that they let you skip a payment? That's so cool.
Hey, kiss my ass, bitch. I'm paying you shit.
Actual audio of a customer telling him, and they were so caught up in the holiday season, they let it go. It's crazy. So do it with the best. Our friends at All Financial, with over 500 five-star reviews, they're fast, easy, amazing to work with, truly dedicated to their clients. Don't take it from us. Check out this review. Delaney went above and beyond our expectations, helping us to get our home. I like the name Delaney. D-E-L-A-N-I-E.
Because it's connected to...
That's a great name.
Delaney and Bonnie.
Delaney and Bonnie, maybe. That helps. Delaney and Bonnie, that's what Ringo said was one of his favorite shows he ever went to, Delaney and Bonnie.
Really?
Yeah, they actually had a cool sound. I mean, they were around very briefly.
Weren't they like...
Only You Know and I Know.
Who the fuck is that?
Only You Know and I Know.
Yeah, didn't they trip a lot?
Yeah, they were pretty major partiers. I believe that Delaney ran into some problems with substances.
Jim Delaney?
Delaney Walker.
Delaney and Bonnie.
You know who Jim Delaney is, right?
Jim Delaney? Wait, is that a
Big Ten
commissioner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Dick.
Anyway, Delaney and Bonnie, George saw them. Eric Clapton was playing with them in 69. George Harrison saw them, and he ended up coming out and playing a song, and he was so excited that they kind of said George ran away with the circus because he went off on the rest of the tour with Delaney and Bonnie and played, and they said he was kind of hiding behind people. Just playing guitar.
George's free spirit.
I think it was in 69 before they recorded Abbey Road. How about Only You Know and I Know or Never Ending Love Song, I think it's called. They were actual radio hits.
Delaney looks like Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people back then looked like Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah, they were a cool hippie married couple.
Good song. Really good song.
Yeah.
So don't I don't know, that me. Eric Clapton documentary, I thought it was like, Bonnie was like, yeah, we were outside, I was tripping in, there were like flowers everywhere.
That's right, I forgot where they came up.
Did you see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? It's final week for the fans to vote.
Hold that thought.
Yeah, okay.
I'm glad you brought that up because I'm just livid about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame voting.
It's outrageous.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about Delaney. Dear Delaney, who works at Hall Financial, and let's see, Delaney went above and beyond our expectations to help us get our home. Oh, he made the entire process seem flawless. I guess Delaney, could that be a female or a male name?
I think so. Sure.
Delaney.
Right.
I like the name either
way.
It
goes both ways.
Yeah, it seems like it's unisex. Very forthcoming, or maybe it's male. Maybe it's male only. Sorry, Delaney. Very forthcoming with information. God, for about 2 minutes there, Delaney was pissing and moaning because I was saying it was I just hadn't gotten to the next sentence to correct it. Very forthcoming with information and was able to answer every question. I was able to reach him easily, and he was prompt with the turning calls. Go to drewandmikepodcast.com. Go to drewandmikepodcast.com. Click on the Hall Financial button to get that special hall pass just for our listeners, or call Hall Financial today to find out the details and get unparalleled five-star service. 248-308-5000. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you. NMLS number 1467435.
Nobody knows who the hell he is or she, although they put he, but probably that's a little disguise. That means it's she.
That was the president on Delaney.
yeah,
what kind of music do you suppose he liked to? Trump? What did he jam to, I wonder?
Oh, wow. Well, we know all the songs he's been asked to stop playing at the rallies, which is like every rock song ever. They seem to pick classic rock, don't they?
Well, yeah.
They do, yeah.
That's what sells.
Did Aerosmith tell him, warn him away from...
The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Stones didn't, though, did they?
They did.
Ah, fuck it. You just
No, they did. They asked him to stop playing. Oh. You can't always get what you want, but he kept playing it.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently the arenas...
They have the license.
Have the license.
Oh,
so
right.
I guess there's not much they can do.
They claim he's sitting by his phone waiting for us.
It sounds like Brandon's connected.
Oh, it might be those tiny fingers again.
Did we ever match Brandon's fingers next to his baby, his brand new baby?
Oh, that's a great idea.
There's a big contrast.
He's talking to someone.
I know.
Brandon gets in these long... I mean, when you have an interview and Brandon is the one that calls, it can take 20 minutes for Brandon to get done with his interview.
Also makes sure everything's correct. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. Fastidious.
Who's who.
He's fastidious.
He likes all his T's crossed and I's
dotted. Give Mark Blake the once-over.
Right on. Mark!
Hello.
Hi, Mark.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Mark? What's going on?
The eagle has landed.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm here in London.
Yes, we've been trying. I think we might have dialed the wrong number of accents, but I've been reading Bring It On Home about Led Zeppelin and specifically Peter Grant, and I just can't read enough about Led Zeppelin. I'm that big a fan, and Peter Grant's what a larger than life character he is. What made you want to write about Peter Grant?
I saw the film that someone made the same nearly 40 years ago now. Peter Grant was in that film. The Led Zeppelin concert movie that had footage of him backstage. And Peter was in that, and like you said, he's larger than life. I thought, who is this guy? And everything I ever read about Led Zeppelin, Peter Grant was in there. I interviewed members of Led Zeppelin many times, and they always talked about Peter. And I think to find out more about the band, I thought he was the guy that would have a lot of the stories. His story turned out to be as fascinating as theirs.
Yeah, I was real intrigued by his relationship with the band. He had this unerring belief in Jimmy Page that keep Jimmy Page happy and everything is fine, which, you know, managers don't usually pick one guy usually. I mean, it seems like you got at least played everybody, but he even told Bonzo to, do what Jimmy says or fuck off. So,
that was it, basically. Yeah, that's right. Well, it was Jimmy's band. Jimmy put the band together with Peter. So, I mean, it's Jimmy's choice of musician, but so he always stayed loyal to the number one guy.
And they really had a unique promotional strategy. Of course, the people that reviewed Led Zeppelin just were brutal. Rolling Stone was terrible to them. But they had no singles. They didn't make TV appearances, which, by the way, why no TV appearances? What was the philosophy behind that? Because I read that in the book, but I wasn't really sure why.
The philosophy was that TV over here was terrible in Britain. We had two channels then in 1969, probably, or at that point in time, maybe three at a push. And the argument was the music wouldn't sound good through TV speakers. And also, the idea was if you wanted to see the band, you had to put your hand in your pocket and spend money on going to a concert. And it created a mystique. It created who's this band, who's Led Zeppelin that I can't see on TV, that I can't hear on the radio because they don't make singles. And it worked. It's a kind of a weird reverse psychology, but it paid off.
You also write that he saw music going beyond the 3-minute pop songs. What was it that made him feel that way?
Hey, Jude.
That went beyond what, sorry?
Why did he know that music was going to go beyond those 3-minute pop songs and be these longer, you know?
I Well, I think that was Jim Tracy's idea. The idea was that albums was the way forward. I mean, things are very different in the UK from how they were in America, which is the thing in the States. You've been over there. You had the beginning to FM, you know, playing album tracks. I mean, there's hardly anything like that here in the UK. There are only a few kind of specialist shows on the BBC. So I think this is the argument was though that the LP was the future rather than just singles, that, you know, an album was the way to go and the way to reach a bigger audience. Of course, you had to pay more money for an album, for a single.
Mm. Who would have thought that? I mean, no singles, no TV. Everybody was on top. Wasn't everyone on top of the Pops at one point?
Well, they were never were. A lot of bands were on top of the Pops, but obviously Led Zeppelin never were. That was the thing to be on, was top of the Pops. That was the only music show we had in the UK. You know, we were pretty starved or anything. So, yeah, turning your back on Top of the Pops was a big deal. People thought he was crazy. I mean, the record company thought he was insane for doing it.
And they had an interesting deal with a record company. They essentially, didn't they own their own music, and they just more or less leased it to Atlantic, and Atlantic promoted it and sold it?
Yes, they did. Yeah, which is a very unusual way of doing things. But by doing that, they controlled everything. You know, the cover image, you know, what was on the cover, how it was produced. They refused to use any outside producers. Jimmy Page did it himself with an engineer. And again, that's it. Here's the record. You go away and sell it. That was the strategy.
And then you go to the, like, you know, I was reading about Led Zeppelin 4 in your book, Bring It On Home, Peter Grant, Led Zeppelin and Beyond, the story of rock's greatest manager. It's Mark Blake that we're talking to. Anyway, Led Zeppelin 4, their names aren't even on the album. In fact, I think their names aren't on most of the albums, are they? And no pictures? It's just those images and those weird symbols that they had?
Yeah.
Who does that?
They did that, didn't they? Yeah, I mean, that delayed the album by about 3 months. I think they were filming a marathon when they were supposed to have the album out in the shops. But they refused to budge. It was Jimmy Page's idea. We won't have the name of the band. We won't have the name of the album on the cover anywhere. And, you know, they went to war with Atlantic over it. And in the end, Atlantic buckled and said, OK, if that's what you want, that's what you get. And, of course, that just creates more mystique, doesn't it? People go in the record store, what is this record? It's got no writing on the cover. Who is this album by? It worked.
Well, it did have Stairway to Heaven
on it. I love the cover of that album because I didn't know what it was. You know, I didn't know who's this band.
Yeah, I remember, you know, because back then you would open up an album and you wanted to see pictures of your band and lyrics and names and credits. And it was certainly a unique philosophy. And in fact, you know, I think you even said in the book that no was Peter Grant's favorite term or word. And,
yes.
You know, and I'll throw Woodstock in there. They turned down Woodstock, too.
Yes, yes. He didn't want to be just another band. They figured they'd just be another band. If they went on that, it would kind of make forever be typecast as that Woodstock band. So, you know, I think in hindsight, again, it was probably the right decision. You know, it didn't do too bad for The Who, obviously. The Who, Woodstock helped break The Who, and certainly in America at that time. But no, that was it. No was his favourite word. I mean, people would sit in the office and hear him on the phone to Armour Ertegun, the head of Atlantic. It'd be like, no, no, no. To everything that the, you know, Atlantic were trying to get him to do. But it worked. Somehow it worked.
Was there anybody he was intimidated by? Like, Peter Grant, such an imposing figure. Was there anybody that kind of he backed down from?
I think there probably was along the way. I think it was all about the threat of violence, as much as anything. I'm not an apologist. There was violence. But I think people, because of the way he looked,
mm-hmm.
He's nearly 300 pounds and 6'3". People tended to do things that he asked them to do without him having to ask them a second time.
With a giant beard, he looked...
It's imposing.
Yeah, he looked like a bear.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah. With a beard and the whole... Yeah.
Well, he had a... What, yeah. Didn't he have one
well, he's
of the...
been an actor. He's been an actor before. He's an actor before he ever made it in the music business. But I often think of his daughter... Son and daughter, I related him extensively for this book. His daughter always said she thought he was putting on an act with the beard and the scars and the earrings. She thought that was just another role that he was kind of playing throughout the 70s. But again, it worked. You know, there was a lot of bravado here, a lot of front, as we say.
I was interested reading about Cindy Russell, who was the Playboy model who... And you don't picture Peter Grant with a Playboy model, but he was. And she witnessed some pretty weird things going on at that point. And of course, the drugs were heavy. But, you know, Paige is at the house with a bunch of candles around him on a couch. And just really, I mean, those guys were pretty deep into the drugs. I mean, it sounded like it really got messy.
It did get messy. Yeah, Sidney Russell was Peter's girlfriend for a few years. She moved into his moated mansion in the English countryside, and she moved in there for a few years. And, yeah, but in terms of the drug, yeah, Peter got heavily into that, as did even Paige. I mean, she said not all of Led Zeppelin did. This is the thing. It was, some things that happened with some of them didn't necessarily go on with all of them. But it was definitely, by about the late 70s, things had got very, very heavy. And that was around the time it started to unravel. Maybe the music started to suffer, and definitely the personal relationship suffered.
In Through the Outdoor, we were talking about it earlier on the podcast when I was promoting the book and your visit. The fact that, you know, Page has songs on there that there's no co-write on, which is a first for Led Zeppelin. So, you know, Trudy, you don't really like that synth sound as much.
No, I prefer guitars, but yeah.
All of My Love was a, you know, that was not the single. Well, that was a single. Was that a single, All of My Love?
Yeah.
It might have been a single in the US. I think it was a single in the States. Some singles did cut out, definitely, for radio over there.
Yeah,
nothing,
they did.
Nothing here in the UK.
They did break down. Immigrant Song was a single, too, I think. Here. But anyway, it's just strange to me that Page would be so... although, I mean, we've seen that with Keith Richards and Black and Blue with the Stones, and John Lennon really on Let It Be is very not very present.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, I like that record. I know it wasn't, I guess it wasn't as big a record, was it? Was it critically? Well, it didn't get much critical acclaim anyway, but it probably didn't do as well. But I do like the sound on that record. I mean, it seems like Jones and Plant did a pretty good job in spite of Jimmy's absence.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, well, they took over the record because the other two were just incapacitated. You know, that was really what happened. You know, everything had gone out the window by then, and Jimmy Page was a heroin addict, and this is a matter of public record. So, you know, and his attention to detail of that album slipped away. You know, that's where the problems lay. The heavy drugs distracted Jimmy Page, and to the extent John Bonham, but certainly Jimmy. And as you say, that's why that album sounds different from the other one.
Yeah, there's two camps by then. There's Jones and
very much
and Plant, and then you've got the other three, I guess, are just a mess. And you said there was some signal, light going on that meant the heroin dealer was there because he lived near the studio.
That's right. That's right. The tour manager, Richard Cole, was telling me that was the sign he'd sit in there. He'd wait. The heroin dealer lived on the other side of the bridge across the road from the studio, which is Abba's studio, which is where they were recording now. And if his living room light went on, that meant he had some stuff for them. So start over the bridge. Pick up the stuff, and then that was the end of it. You know, that was the end of the working day until Jimmy Page reappeared, whenever that might be.
Wow. And so Plant and Jones, obviously, they know what's going on, right?
Yeah, well, they kind of stayed out of it. They just stayed at the bar, I think. I think alcohol was their drug of choice. They just carried on drinking. They drank their way through it.
and then Peter Grant does make... I mean, it seems like most things he did for Led Zeppelin worked brilliantly, and he knew he had a great act, and he fought hard for them, and I'm sure they feel very loyal to him to this day, probably. But he did sell the publishing for $16 million, and this is before the CD market or the CD player came along, so that was not a great tactical move, was it?
No, that was not a good move. I mean, that was not a good move. He sold it for $16 million with his attorney, Stephen's wife. And his attorney very wisely kept a piece of the publishing for himself, which without them knowing, which was technically illegal, but he did it. And that meant that he made money when the CD came along. But as I was talking, funny enough, I was talking to a record company lawyer about this the other day, and he said the truth is, at that time in the late 70s, people didn't know about the CD. Everyone was caught with their trousers down by the CD, in much the same way they were by streaming and you know, download later on. So although it was a bad decision, it wasn't an unusual decision. A lot of people made that choice. But I think that's the point where you realize a new era is coming in, and perhaps Peter Grant wasn't necessarily going to be the right guy for that era. They never forgave him for selling the publishing. They got it back years later, but it definitely created a rift within the group. Fans will always turn on the manager. It happens every time.
Yeah, I was thinking Murray Wilson sold the Beach Boy publishing. Oh, I want to say in the late '60s for maybe $600,000-$700,000. So at least he got $16 million. But how did they get it back? Did they?
Yeah.
How did they get the publishing back?
They got it back. Bill Kervisley, who managed the Who, negotiated a deal for them in the early part of the century. I couldn't tell you what year, 2000. Went back to the Warners and negotiated a deal. And it did get returned in some shape or form. You know, they now own it again now.
What'd they pay?
I don't know, but it's an obscene amount of money. Huh. Someone did tell me, and I forgot. This is too much money. I couldn't imagine it. Too much money for me to imagine in physical form.
Well, they did things pretty inexpensively. Now, the first album, I think you said they made it for almost £1,800, and they recorded for 30 hours.
That's right.
Was that because Page was just so ready?
So ready and tight with money. Didn't want to spend it. Yeah. He wanted to control it. It's about control. You know what I mean? It's like, if I'm paying for this, then I control every aspect of it. That included the cover as well, that shot of the airship going down, then the picture on the back cover. That all came out of that 1800. So, you know, everything was about control, and obviously Peter Graf enabled Jimmy Page to control things. That's how it worked.
Peter once put a plate spinner on a Zeppelin bill in 75, because that's how he learned, I guess, entertainment. You're right, vaudeville. He was enamored by magicians, things like that. How was a plate spinner, where did it fit on the bill with Zeppelin, and how was it received? Do you know how the audience appreciated it?
It went on early after the performing pigs. They were performing pigs on the same bill. And then
they must have made a mess.
Then you had a plate spinner. He had a plate spinner, and he dropped the plates. He was terrible.
Sounds like halftime at the Pistons.
This was the sort of the idea to have Vaudeville act as a kind of jokey warm-up to Led Zeppelin, because that was the world Grant had come from as a teenager. He worked in what would be like our equivalent of a vaudeville theatre, seeing those kind of acts, and he did it. They did it for fun. But no, the plate spinner was terrible. Absolutely terrible, apparently.
A quick change. I could have had quick change.
Great. I love that, though.
You wrote the book Panda about Freddie Mercury as well, right, Mark?
I did, kind of.
So how do you feel that contrasts with a Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie?
Do you know what? I haven't seen the film, and I'll tell you why. Because my wife and son went to see it, and they said, we're banning you from going to see this film with us, because you're just going to moan and criticize and say that it's inaccurate throughout. So I've been banned from seeing it. But I will go and see it. I've heard very good reports about it. I mean, I think it's dramatized the story. Some of the things in it didn't happen, but it doesn't matter. I think the bowl accounts, I hear very good things about it. I don't know how it's gone down over there, but over here it's gone down pretty well, surprisingly so.
Out of all the books that you've written, because you covered Pink Floyd, Queen, Zeppelin, obviously Hendrix, and The Who is the most fun to write about?
With Peter Grom.
Really?
Peter Grom, yeah.
Is that because that's the new one?
Yeah, because maybe it's because it's the new one, especially because it's larger than life. He's a hustler. I like the phrase, the hustler. You got a guy that was kicked out of school at 15, you know, no education, barely any education at all, driving a car, driving a bus for a living, driving a cab, and hustled his way into managing the biggest band in the 70s, the band we're still talking about now, and then brings in ideas that change the way the music business works. And I think that's interesting. Yeah. That fascinates me, you know. I've had enough of musicians talking, you know. They just give you the same old, you know.
Yeah.
It's quite nice to hear about the story from the other side, you know. I think that's where a lot of interesting stories are now, with the people that helped musicians become as rich and famous as they did.
So I didn't get as far as the 2007 concert, but how did they all get along for that? Because we're always lamenting that, they couldn't do a little tour. They couldn't do 20 dates after that. They couldn't come over to the U.S.
Well, they were going to do more shows. They could do Madison Square Garden, definitely. But then Plant pulled the plug on it. It's Plant's idea not to do any more. The idea was there would be more. I beg your pardon?
Why does Plant pull the plug, though? I mean, all that rehearsal for one show?
He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it anymore. You know, he just went, no, we've done it once, and that was enough. You know, I think there's always been a lingering tension with his relationship with the others, because he was a junior partner. He was hired by Jimmy Page and Peter Grant in 1968, when he was 1920. And so for a long time, he was treated as the junior guy. And obviously he's not, you know, not at all. But There's always going to be that little power struggle there.
He was the second Mike, Drew.
Yes,
he
was.
Didn't like it one little bit.
And, you know, I was surprised, again, that, you know, there was so much deference to Jimmy Page. And was there much, you know, obviously Plant resented that and paid him back later on. But why wasn't there more havoc about that at the time? Or was there? Because I know you said at one point Plant was going to quit and be a school teacher.
That's right. Well, that was after his son had died, when he was on an American tour. You know, his son died of a viral infection, his young son, unexpectedly. I think that shook him up completely, especially the fact that he was on the other side of the world when it happened. So I think that took a lot of getting over, and that was the idea why he went at one point over the lead to become a school teacher. I think he'd had enough of all the, you know, the egos and the drugs and the bullshit that was going on at the time.
You know, I wondered about the O2 appearance because, you know, the one show and this idea that, you know, we're going to get this one show right. I wondered if that had anything to do with the fact that the few times Led Zeppelin did play, they, you know, they played for Atlantic Records in 88 or 87, and the Nebworth shows were the last Led Zeppelin shows, proper Led Zeppelin, while they were together. It seemed like none of those shows were that great, and I wondered if maybe...
No, they were terrible, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were terrible at live
people
days
say.
As well, in 85. I mean, I stayed up till about 2 o'clock in the morning here to watch that, and it, you know... I'd been drinking all day. That didn't help, but it was terrible. It was, you know, they weren't very good, you know, not at all. And that's why they've never allowed that out to be released officially on video or DVD. You can see the rest of it, or you can see it on YouTube, obviously, but that was the problem. I went to the show at the O2, but, you know, I thought it was fantastic. You know, there was maybe a little under-rehearsed, and you could see how great it would have been a few shows down the line, but it was still a fantastic performance. And perhaps maybe that was part of Robert Plant's thinking, is, hey, we got away with it this time. We did a great show. Everybody loved it. Let's not tempt fate. You know, I don't want it to turn into something, you know, turn into something that then does disappoint people. Maybe that was the thinking, but only he could answer that, really.
Any idea what, if, because they rehearsed other singers. I was reading about Steven Tyler and such, and they rehearsed some other people, and then it just never happened. Is it over?
Oh, it's over, yeah.
But it's the 50th.
It's the
50th anniversary, though. This is the perfect opportunity. Now's the time. Do you think it'll happen?
Yeah, but you know, they're old men. It's 10 years, isn't it? From 10 years on from the O2. These guys are in their 70s now. I mean, you know, when Robert Plant performed Zeppelin songs with his own band, you know, they dropped him down, you know, here, so he's not singing the same high notes he was 40 years ago. And, you know, a lot of performers are like that now. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, that's just how it is. So maybe it's about not wanting to compromise, but I think the ship has sailed, should we say, definitely.
Page is talking about a record. I don't know if he's just talking or is he so busy.
He's been talking about a record for years.
Yeah, I know. Well, I always complain that Jimmy Page, as great as he was, I mean, honestly, since the end of Led Zeppelin, what can we really point to that says, oh, we got it right there? It's just nothing.
It's a drift.
Where'd you go? Absolutely. Where'd you go?
I mean, where did he go?
I respect Robert Plant for carrying on and doing what he does, but it's a tough call to live up to Led Zeppelin. You're in competition with yourself as a 21-year-old, you know, on stage in The Sun Remains the Same, and on all those DVDs that we now see of Led Zeppelin in their pomp. That's the guy you've got to compete with, and it's tough. It must be very tough when you're in your 60s and 70s.
You're right. Page and Plant, though. Did you guys see Page and Plant? Trudy, did you see that show? Plant and Page, whatever it was.
No.
In 96.
No, I don't think
they
I
played
did.
Here, and you know, it had the whole Middle Eastern thing, too.
Oh,
sort
that's
of that.
Right, yeah.
It was really
yeah.
I thought it was great. I thought it was fantastic. That was 20 years ago.
It was good. I enjoyed that, yeah.
Cultural appropriation.
Yes. And the album, too, which I don't think did as well. But anyway, you know, it's a fascinating subject, and I think with Peter Grant, you hit on a really interesting one, too. Bring It On Home, Mark Blake. Thank you for staying up late and talking to us about the book, and I hope it's doing really well.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye, Mark.
Right.
Bye. Hi.
The author of Comfortably Numb.
Yeah.
Mark Blake. And he's got a Queen book or is it a Freddie book?
It's Freddie Mercury. It's just kind of all about A Kind of Magic is the name of it. Ooh. That's from 2016.
Ta-da.
Yeah. And,
well, it is a bitch when you're in a band that good and you got to go out on your own. It's so hard. How many guys have really succeeded at it?
You know what? He makes a really good point about Robert Plant being the reluctant one.
Yeah.
Because he does have to sing the high notes, and Jimmy Page can hit him on a guitar.
Yeah. It's way easier.
So.
Yeah, most of those.
Some of that's vanity, in a way.
Didn't we talk about this before? The people that have gone away from their band and succeeded are the ones that don't have, are named after themselves in the band, like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Right.
Well, there's Don Henley and Glenn Frey and. Don Henley did pretty well, really.
All the Eagles are better outside of the Eagles.
Yeah, I do like Don. I like Don Henley's music a lot. I really do.
The worst thing any of those guys did was the Eagles.
I know, but it's such a moneymaker. I honestly don't understand. I don't get the Eagles thing.
I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
I did see Don Henley by himself, and I thought he was really good. Joe Walsh by himself is fantastic.
Phenomenal. Yeah. But the Who, it never stopped the Who, you were saying. Roger Daltrey has somebody else do the high note, doesn't he?
Oh, really?
When they tour?
You know, he doesn't sound too bad.
Kind of splice in a singer.
I think when they, you know, a lot of, like, Plant, I saw Plant in 88, I think it was, 88 or 89, WAAF took a bus to Montreal. Oh, my God, what a trip. Oh, like 60 listeners. Oh, God. Uh-huh. 60 really drunk listeners. I mean, that bus ride was from hell. But anyway, Robert Plant, they changed the song so he could sing in a lower register. And it was pretty obvious when you get to that point in the song, he's like, here comes the screen. No.
Yeah.
Not happening. But right. But he still sounded really good.
Oh, yeah.
It just, you know, very few people can sing the same high notes. And if you know, like Steve Perry from Journey. One of the explanations is those songs are written in such a high key that he just doesn't want to even try to sing them, and he doesn't really want to lower the key a bunch to be able to sing. I mean, it's like they're meant for someone else to sing now.
I don't want to go out in that Steve Perry limb again.
Yeah, the Perry Army's mad.
I know. But no, it's. I thought when they got together for the lawsuit against Spirit, that somehow the two of them, they looked like they were amicably litigating this poor band.
That's really funny.
Against this dead guy's royalties.
It was cool to see them in a courtroom together. Yeah. It was like, oh my God, there's Page and Platt together. Holy shit. Yeah.
And I thought, oh, well, this is finally it. But no.
But look at, I was reading about Roger Waters. And it was talking about Roger Waters' disappointing career. What do you mean disappointing?
Oh, God.
Roger Waters is selling out all over the place, doing the wall, and, you know, he hasn't sold a shit ton of records, but he's done pretty well on his own. I mean, considering those guys took all the Pink Floyd music he wrote, basically, and Pink Floyd was this gigantic thing, but Roger Waters was quietly doing some pretty good stuff on his own.
That first iteration of the wall, how much money did that make?
It you mean with Roger?
Insane amount of money, yeah.
Oh, yeah, crazy.
The very
no, that
first
was a huge
one.
Tour.
And he would build the wall during every show. Oh,
that was cool. I love that show.
He's just brilliant.
He's a brilliant guy.
Driven.
But, you know, Mick Jagger on his own?
No.
Didn't work. Roger Daltrey on his own? You know, he's got like 4 solo albums. Can you name one of them?
No.
And he had a lot of big people gave him songs for one of them. I was reading about his 77 solo album. He's got all kinds of people in.
He's got that book, though. And did you hear his Howard interview?
I did.
He's really interesting.
Wait, did he just interview Daltrey? Because I heard a 2016 interview.
Like a year. Yeah.
That was a great interview, I thought.
Insanely good interview. Yeah, I learned a lot of things about him at that point.
I thought he was a lot cooler than I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, I really liked him. And he was. They were talking about rock and roll, which comes up a lot in a lot of places. Like, is rock and roll dead? And Roger was saying, no, it's not dead. It's playing all over the world. You know, he said, I flew into town and I saw all these shows that are here that are rock shows and they're doing very well and they're in big venues. And he said, the biggest problem is that, you know, people like me need to die to let these other people flourish.
Stop. Well, that's an interesting point, yeah.
Well, he and Pete are still out there. They're still a big draw.
Yeah,
watching the comment section, the live comment section during the Global Citizens Festival when Eddie was playing, really makes me feel like rock is dead.
What were the comments?
Well, most
who was
of
commenting, by the way? Oh, wait, they were coming because he was doing the Paul Simon thing.
No, that was me that said he was doing the Paul Simon thing.
Well, he was doing the Paul Simon thing.
Yeah, no,
wasn't he?
Yes. I think I know what you mean by that.
I wasn't crazy about it.
No.
So it's the Global Citizen Festival. I think that's where Al Sharpton was going. Remember, he was in...
Oh, before he sold his rights to his movie to his own charity?
Yes, which, by the way, was not on any of the morning news stations, of course.
Nowhere to be found.
But, you know, so they have a couple people up here doing songs, and most of them do, like, four-set songs. So Eddie did...
I don't like this song, by the way.
What is it?
Oh, it's
happening in this song. Do you have two things going?
Where's Black and where's Jeremy?
He did Porch Acoustic, which I've never heard him do.
I don't think Pearl Jam fans want to hear this song.
Well, they play this. I give up.
Brandon, I give up. Does Brandon have something going over there, and Mark is playing something?
Yes.
Or is that? Wow, that...
No, I didn't know.
No, I know.
I'm kidding.
Oh, you guys sound like the commenters on this YouTube video.
Chaotic song.
Read the comments.
Well, most of them are just like, where is Beyonce? Because Beyonce and Jay-Z were closing out the show. Yeah. So over and over, it's like, where's Beyonce? Who's this dude? why is this old white man on the stage?
Get rid
of him.
Hey, get out of here.
Eddie Vedder does not look old.
Yeah, I'm trying to read some of them.
He sounded good. I just saw the Imagine.
Beyonce, where are you? Beyonce's next. When is Beyonce performing? Who's this guy?
Oh, shut up.
I'm here for Beyonce. Who's this guy performing now? And then, of course, all the Beyonce trolls come out, and they're like, Beyonce had diarrhea. She had to cancel. Beyonce flew home. It's really funny to watch it. I don't know. You didn't like the version of Better Man?
I didn't hear it.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, is this it?
This is where he does the whole Paul Simon.
Wait, this doesn't sound like Pearl Jam to me.
He's playing to the crowd of...
Well, I'm glad
South
that
Africa.
Crowd likes it, because I'd rather see Pearl Jam.
did Coldplay already perform?
No, you know, Martin... Coldplay wasn't there. It was just Martin by himself. And he performed with like four different acts. Like he did something with Pharrell.
That's cool.
See, this part sounds good.
How many songs did he play?
Just four. He did Porch. I can't think of the name of the second one that you guys just hated, which was the B-side on Merkinball.
Merkinball.
Oh, Merkinball's great. Those two songs rule. I Got Shit. And then he did Imagine, the John Lennon song.
That was just him on acoustic. It wasn't Paul Simonized.
No. That's why he liked it. He didn't want those Africans singing behind him.
A bongo.
Where's Beyonce?
You know, Oprah and Gail are going to be there, too, don't you?
I already saw them.
Yeah, I saw Gail there.
Gail introduced Eddie.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And then, of course, guess who Oprah introduced?
Oh, Beyonce?
Yeah.
Of course.
By the way, this is the second time I've read about Beyonce's Instagram stream cutting off, driving millions to go insane.
Does Beyonce run the world?
It sounded like
then?
A stunt to me. Like she cuts her Instagram off. She has
crazy.
It all on Instagram live, and everybody can watch, and then she has it cut off. Like, it's crazy. And then everyone goes ballistic.
That's a good strategy.
Just wondering.
Eddie's about to go full Paul Simon here. He already was doing something speaking in tongues.
I just imagine, though, how cool that is for him in the moment.
For him. Not for anybody watching.
He's having fun.
I sent the part where he does Imagine to Drew, and I wrote, I honestly don't know if you'll like this or hate this. I didn't know how to read it.
Really?
I thought he might hate it because, you know, it's someone else doing the Beatles, but it is Eddie.
Yeah. Huh. Other versions of Imagine are...
Now he's orchestrating them.
I'd fly Pearl Jam over there if I were him.
Yeah, but then he couldn't do Imagine.
You could do Imagine.
Wow.
Did you like it or did you hate it?
Imagine. It was okay. You know, Imagine gets covered so often that it's kind of like watching someone sing the national anthem. It can either be bad or you go, oh, yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get really worked up about a cover. It's hard to do it better than John Lennon, I suppose.
Has anyone?
I don't think so. I mean, Bowie sung it. Everybody has sung it, I think.
Yeah.
Is that Eddie?
Yeah, I think
so.
Imagine there.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I see who that is. That is some slob on the internet.
If you try. Yeah, but he sounds good.
Where's Beyonce?
How many? Wait, he's got 1 million views?
1.3 million.
Awesome.
Why wouldn't you watch John Lennon do it?
See, that's played out, man.
Played out. I love that
term.
I've
never seen that guy.
Trudy said M&M's were played out.
I still believe it.
I wonder, you know.
This Global Citizen thing would be the worst show to watch. Ed Sheeran performed, too.
You know what's really interesting since you brought Eddie up was, I wonder what an Eddie Vedder. He doesn't really have a solo career, but...
Oh, he's put a few solo albums
out. Did they do anything?
I don't think so. I'm trying...
Isn't that strange? Wouldn't you think that he could have a solo career?
No, because the joke was every time he picked up his guitar, that was the time to go to the bathroom. Because in the early albums, he never played guitar.
I mean, look at guys of his ilk who have solo careers. They get giant, great players to play with them, and it, you know...
I can't get any better. You're here!
Do you think Gail's a big Pearl Jam fan?
Listen to this.
No.
Listen to this.
I think she's hipper than we think she is.
She's not, because when Geldof was Geldof still alive? I think that's who it was.
He's alive.
He was there kind of vamping in between, and they had a bunch of open mics, and you hear someone go, who am I introducing? Who is it? And then it's Eddie Vedder. Oh, okay. Which is clearly Gail.
When you hear his voice, you know it's only him.
Fake.
He is a fierce, outspoken.
Is she reading a card?
Yes. Well, prompter.
A Grammy Award winner.
Quiet.
And Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, and most importantly, a great, great human being. Global citizens, please welcome to the stage Eddie Vedder.
Hey, slow down.
Where's that?
Well, in keeping with, let's
see.
Fake.
That's so fake. Since the show's been almost entirely rock and roll, which is pretty unusual.
By the way, Mark Blake, your cell phone blows.
It wasn't
the
best.
He apologized after.
What's wrong with his cell phone?
International cell phone.
He said he couldn't hear us.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, he bluffed really well.
How did he answer? Boy, those are good fake answers.
Should have Skyped him.
I can understand, but I had to listen very carefully.
Yeah.
Brandon's going to fix it in post.
You sound like you're from London.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame voting, Trudy, I almost wish I hadn't seen it, but go ahead.
It's the final week, if you're a fan, to put your vote in. And here's how they're stacking up so far. So you have one more week. Should I go from fifth to first? I guess fifth is The Cure. 241,000 fan votes. Then The Zombies, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, The Zombies are really overdue.
Todd Rundgren. I never expected the runt to get to third. Then Stevie Nicks in second. 392,000 votes for Stevie Nicks. And my theory about that is that those are all the people that were in her orbit that helped her get there. And the first one, Def Leppard.
Def Leppard sucks!
Well, I'm surprised no Rage, no Radiohead.
Radiohead is 10th. Wow. Rage Against the Machine, 9th place, so unlikely. Wow. Is it unlikely, do you think?
Yeah, pretty unlikely. But their audience is younger. You'd think they would, you know, with internet voting.
Yeah.
Well, this is just for one act to get in?
For five. They take the top five, I think, don't they?
So it's all fan voting for the...
No, this is just the fan voting. Okay. And then, of course, they'll crunch in the other numbers. But that's when I think it loses the fan appeal, and you get things like, you know,
Janet Jackson.
Okay, so after The Cure in fifth place,
Janet Jackson sixth,
what?
Then Devo.
Oh, come on, Devo. Vote for Devo!
Roxy, Rage, Radiohead, John Prine.
Yeah, I knew he would get...
LL Cool J. Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Rufus!
That's Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. It's not Chaka Khan.
Hmm.
Then Kraftwerk and MC5, Rock Bottom at 15.
MC5.
77,000 votes.
That sucks.
We could do better than that, right?
You would think. How's MC5 ever going to get in? I mean, they really didn't have a big recording career. I mean, they're more about influence,
yeah.
Much like Iggy Pop.
Right. Their foundation. They're legendary.
But, you know, Iggy Pop, though, if you look at record sales and airplay and radio, he's a small artist.
Iggy.
But so many
tunes,
people
though.
Loved him in the business, you know, from yeah. David Bowie.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people were influenced by the Stooges and Iggy, too.
Well, Iggy would do such great things on stage, too, like shave his eyebrows and paint himself silver.
Yeah, I mean, he's a legend as a performer.
It says, true. You tried to vote?
Yeah.
Voting at rockhall.com is capped at one ballot per voter per day and is open to the public
through
every
day.
Sunday. Yeah, it's
I can get
like.
Irritated trying to vote every day. I'm going to enter my email.
To prove you weren't a robot.
Match the addresses or whatever the hell that thing was. It's like, this is too hard for me. I gave up. I'm like, I guess I'm just not meant to vote.
I also thanks the member of the Hall of Fame.
It's people on a higher plane than I that will be deciding this.
Aw, damn.
No, damn it. MC5, that sucks. Yeah.
So we've
got to
save the
MC5. Too.
Pull it out at the last minute.
Yeah, the voting, it looks like there's room for a lot more votes, especially if you can go once a day.
Oh, yeah,
for
fine.
Some, you know, and these people, their fan clubs do campaign. Yeah. So that's probably Def Leppard, I would imagine, has a huge following.
Yeah. If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
Who is that?
That's Wayne Kramer, I think, from the MC5. I'm pretty sure that's what that was. Cool. I was glad to see The Cure in fifth place, though. I kind of didn't think they would get there. I feel like they're long overdue.
Well, I'm just tired of seeing, you know, the expected acts getting in. And,
right.
And those people who keep wanting Sticks to get in. Is Sticks in?
No.
Go fuck yourselves, will you, please? I'm sorry. Just hate them.
I was never a big Sticks fan.
Don't want them.
Sticks rocks.
Dennis DeYoung would then have to go.
Oh, he sucks, but there's...
You know what amazes me is you look at some of those summer tours, like Styx and REO Speedwagon, and you're like, really? And then you see, oh my God, they damn near sold out Pine Knob.
I know.
Oh, don't play a bad song. Come on, Brandon, play one that rocks like this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, the song.
Okay.
What about You're My Lady?
No, that song sucks. All the DeYoung ones suck.
That's Come Sail Away?
That sucks, too.
C-U-M.
I did come to like Tommy Shaw, because we met Tommy when he was at Ted.
Yeah.
He was a great guy.
Yeah.
I think he elevated himself in the damn Yankees. He can sing, too. There we go.
Okay. All right. I'll want to see them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if Cartman will be there to introduce them.
Is there a version with the that speaker thing in the throat singing this?
Oh,
what's it? Wasn't it a South Park song?
Yeah, Ned.
Is that Sticks?
Ned.
What song does he do? I forgot.
I don't remember.
Funny as hell.
Ooh, they're stabby at the funeral.
I cannot believe it's still on.
There.
Hey, Dad, why don't you whip out the old catch-a-kazoo? Let's do a little Christmas song.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie.
Stupid.
Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by.
Rest in peace, Ned.
Isn't there a rock song he did? What am I thinking about?
I don't know.
What am I thinking about?
Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya.
That's
That's a good one. Kumbaya,
my lord. Doesn't that have a, I could swear he has a stick song or something.
Possibly.
Oh, maybe it's this one.
Oh, yeah. Is it Bad Company? Yeah, Feel Like Making Love. That's it. This is it.
Slow
rocks.
Down. Yeah, really.
What, I think they're Zeppelin or something.
This is just the. It's just. It's an instrumental, but it says it's from him. It's bullshit.
Ow.
It's got to be up there somewhere, doesn't
the internet
it?
Internet is such trickery.
Yeah. Even the comments are like, what the hell, man?
It's not up there?
Not that I'm
we
saying.
Used to play that on Riff.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Feel like making. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I can't find it.
Really? Not even searching the.
Yeah, somebody
like
will
making
find
love?
It. Somebody will send it in. Just like
is that,
somebody...
is that Ned?
I'm not sure. But, you know, maybe one of the listeners will find it. They always find it when we ask. Like, just like they found this for me.
What's up, Brandon and Kristen? Congratulations on having your newborn baby be new parents. My biggest thing is when you are a new parent, spend lots of time sleeping with the baby because you're tired. So I hear someone has some small hands, so be
hey,
careful with
up.
The baby. Be gentle with the baby. Don't let the baby fall. There's a lot going on with the baby. So send some pictures. Mwah. Mwah. I hope you guys have a blessed
day. Did you send her
day,
pictures?
I'm not being too loud on purpose.
Oh.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Farrah.
She's an excellent mother. Oh, Chef Aid. That's right.
Doesn't his voice box start dying, too?
I think so. Did you hear Francis Bean Cobain's new song?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Is it?
Yeah, great lyrics.
What's the name of the song? I just found Brandon's prep. It seems like it came in a little late.
No, it did not come in late.
What?
What? You think I just sent it?
No. Let's see exactly.
Thanks for checking your email.
I was looking at my email. I was at 124.
Yeah, I guess it did come in
a little late.
Sorry about that.
I forgot to mention Sully, George Bush's dog, too. Yes. Sleeping by the cast. Or laying down by the... That was... Wow.
We were speculating on some of the things Sully must have heard late in George's life. When the Copperfield jokes are coming out.
Too soon?
Is that too soon to talk about his favorite joke?
No.
Why would that be so...
Although it is... Me Too has just... Poof.
I know. No one talks about it. Did he name the dog after Captain Sullenberger?
I'm honestly
wondering if he named the dog after him.
Very possible.
Yeah.
Because they have the same mustache.
Wasn't he Sully H.G.?
What's the name of this POS song?
I don't know.
Wait, she has 72,000 likes for this piece of shit song?
Is it that bad? I don't think her voice is that bad.
Oh, maybe it's just the song.
Well, it's on Instagram, first of all. She looks just like Kurt in the face, doesn't she? Before he blew it off with a shotgun.
It's scary.
She's I mean, before old, Courtney blew his face off with a shotgun.
First of all, she's over-rocking. She's over-rocking there.
Does it scare you at all that she has the Courtney DNA in there? And
well, you can kind of see it, but I really, it's amazing how much, to me at least, she looks like Kurt.
Yeah, the eyes especially.
It's funny, she's got to use this crappy guitar because her dad's guitar is gone.
Oh yeah, her ex got it. It's a settlement. Because she promised to pay for his kids.
Yep.
Can you play it again? I just want to. I'll try and be objective.
All right.
No one told me how I should love myself.
It's got lyrics too.
No one told me how I should love what?
Love myself. Talking about killing herself.
Oh, come on. It's cliche. Inside your tongue caps. Don't you think you ought to let me go?
Go. 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 Go.
You know what she looks like? She looks like Madonna.
Possible resemblance?
I think it's the eyebrows.
She's Michelle McLaughlin-esque, sort of.
I'm not a fan of the song.
I wanted
That's where she starts over rocking. Does it end there?
It ends there, yeah.
I wanted to hate it more than I did. I wanted to think it was going to be really
there's
bad.
Not a ton of chords, are there? So it's
you're really nitpicky now.
Well, no, I mean, it's. I think it makes it easier to like because it's not.
It's pretty simple.
She releases a lot of these on Instagram. I'm wondering if it's in an attempt to get an album. You think that Frances Bean Cobain could make an album if she wanted
to. True.
So I don't know.
I'd say it's as good as Lisa Marie Presley, maybe.
Oh, yeah, much better.
It's got to be better than that.
Lisa Marie Presley, she toured.
We can all agree.
She had a hit.
Way better than Paris Jackson's.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. I forgot Paris Jackson's
smelly boyfriend. The thing that drives me nuts about Frances Bean Cobain is her comment about not owning a television.
What do you mean? She doesn't have a television?
Yeah, do you really? Can you go back?
I'm never going to her house. It's over between me and Frances Bean Cobain already. It's over. Well, she wants me, no go.
Her reasoning is going to infuriate you, too. Not having a TV in my house is the best decision because I'm forced to occupy my time with things that feed my brain.
Oh, really?
Instead of wasting energy on thinking about not having to think.
Okay, so why don't you give up your phone, too, then?
Why don't you watch the news or watch a documentary?
Guys, I'm trying to jam to Lisa Marie Presley.
This doesn't sound bad.
Very processed.
That sounds like a Twitter poll. Who do you want to hear a new album from? Lisa Marie Presley, Frances Bean Cobain, or Paris Jackson?
It's a pretty good poll.
Oh, it's a duet.
I just remember touring because she fell off the stage. Didn't she fall off the stage?
She did.
Did she?
I want to say that was a Trudy News story.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh.
How do you want me to phrase this? If you had to see of these acts live.
I don't see anything where she falls off the stage, but I do see that Lisa Marie Presley today live in 2003.
I think you're thinking of Kelsey Grammer.
I swear she fell somewhere.
Probably right.
Look, she's jamming on the Today Show.
Lisa Marie Presley wipes out on the set of the.
She looks kind of cute there.
Today Show.
Oh, she wiped out somewhere. It should be somewhere around here. Cute. I'll keep looking. It's a long video.
Who are the idiots?
Ah, just fall, lady.
Did you see the dopey crowd when they show the crowd? Oh my God, what a pile of dopes. If I was going to con people, I would want to geofence the Lisa Marie Presley crowd. Seriously, they just look like...
Gullible.
Who would show... Are those Elvis fans showing up? Why would anyone go to a Lisa Marie Presley concert?
Well, isn't part of that is that those are just tourists who are in New York and they decide to go to the Today Show.
Some of them have signs.
Well, I probably gave them to him, you know.
Somebody had artwork of her face.
Ugh.
I love Lisa signs.
How did, when did she wipe
There's
out,
Matt
though?
Lauer probably. Oh, we'll see what Matt Lauer asks. We'll see how tough an interview
probably
this is.
Probably pushed her.
I'm doing something productive. You know, other than that, I don't. The rest of it, I can do.
Who's that man he's talking
so much
to?
Anticipation. Did you read the reviews? And do they matter to you?
Yeah, I read the reviews.
Yeah? What'd you think of them?
You know, they were mostly pretty good. I saw some pretty gnarly ones. But, you know.
Well, there's always gnarly ones. Here, Entertainment Weekly wrote this. They said, it's bluesy and bittersweet. It's good enough to make daddy proud, which I don't know
and
how you feel about
mitten.
That, having the word dad in the reviews. Is your goal to get to a point five albums down the road where people don't mention
you would
your
have
father?
Made it without him.
No, I mean, you know, I understand that has to happen, but I don't have a problem with it. It's going to happen.
What inspires you to write?
What inspires me to write?
Yeah,
pain.
What, really?
Pain.
So you
usually.
Go back into the dark.
Anger. Pain.
So is this album all
See?
About anger and pain?
Pain of.
Is this song?
Selling
this
all those rights to American Idol.
You know,
and American Idol.
The,
buying
the
into American Idol.
Place here and there. I don't know. You know, it's not all about that. That
I just met this new guy. He loves hats.
But I do pull from that to write. That's very nice.
Lights Out is a hit single. Tell me what the song's about.
She has a hit. Prince Bean Cobain doesn't have a hit.
Is that what you're going to sing now?
Yes.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Lisa Marie Presley.
Yeah!
I know you're such a big fan of Lisa Marie. You really love when she got married to Jackson.
You're a good couple. She really knows
and
how to
They said it wouldn't last.
Yeah, she's got great taste in men.
She does.
Nick Cage. I think that's the most underrated Lisa Marie Presley story. Didn't she throw her wedding ring into the ocean?
Was that Lisa Marie? That
I
did
thought
that?
It was the Nicolas Cage
someone
one.
Someone did that to Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I thought it was her.
I bet she wishes she had that back.
Yeah, I think they both wish she had it back.
You know, that reminds me, in the Mark Blake book about Peter Grant, he mentions Led Zeppelin going to the Elvis show, and Elvis is singing, Ain't It Funny How Time Slips Away. Which I believe is a Willie Nelson song. Great song, by the way. And he stopped mid-song, and I quote, said, wait a minute, hold it. The Led Zeppelin are in the house tonight.
The Led Zeppelin.
And the spotlight went on Led Zeppelin. And I think, he didn't mention this in the book, but I believe the way the story went, a couple of them were crashed. But they gathered themselves to meet with him after the show, and the Memphis Mafia kept coming up like to separate him, and Elvis was like, no, hold on, man, hold on. I think I want to talk to these guys. I like Led Zeppelin.
He's known for interrupting things, you know.
Exactly. He said the same thing.
Somebody
this adds credence to this being true.
President Reagan and some other people have been shot. I'd just like to say that I hope they're not hurt badly.
Brandon, can you see if these, does he say, wait a minute, hold it?
Wait a minute.
Oh my God.
We're now in, but other than that.
Yeah.
This is him allegedly talking about Led Zeppelin. I don't know if this is true or not. Can you crank me?
The auditorium in Memphis, you know that, son?
Son. Chief.
Honey, I can't come out there, you know, really.
He's so high.
I'd like to, but I can't come out there. Maybe after the show.
Boy, that buzz sounds good, whatever it is. Doesn't he
well,
sound happy?
Hello there. Wait a minute, hold it.
What? What?
If we could start together for a little bit, because we got Led Zeppelin out there and Jimmy Darin and a whole
is
bunch
real?
Of people in. Let's try to look like we know what we're doing. What are we doing? Now, what are we doing?
There's a picture of him with Zeppelin hanging out.
Well, hello there.
Oh, look, the Zeppelin roadies.
It's been a long, long time.
Wow, that's a...
Wow, that was cool. Wait a minute.
Damn.
Minute. Hold on.
That does give validity to the Reagan.
Yeah, maybe Elvis was alive in 1981 when Reagan was shot.
Wait a minute.
I'm convinced. It's exactly the same. Put it through Adobe Cellophane.
So ridiculous.
I'm really bummed that he didn't say the Led Zeppelin.
I thought that's what he said in the book.
Did he call them by their names? Because remember when he would talk to the Beatles, he'd be, hey, Beatle.
Hey, Beatle.
Over here, Beatle.
No, like he didn't know their
hey,
names.
Hey, Beatles.
I think that was his way of acting like he didn't know their names.
Hey! Oh, he did.
If we could start together, fellas, because we got
this is a,
Led Zeppelin
dance
mix
version.
Jim and Darren and
Jim and Darren.
A whole bunch of people in.
A whole bunch of people.
Try to look like we know what we're doing.
Fuck my regular audiences, but now that we have three guys.
Yeah, we gotta have it together for the Led Zeppelin.
So I mopped the tears away and we got the nod that we were gonna meet him afterwards.
Robert
we went
Plant.
To the hotel and they had the
And so we met him after a show and
ate a quart of
we went
ice
to the
cream.
Top floor of the whatever the cheap hotel was, a couple of gorillas at the elevator, and they moved us down into this kind of holding station where it was a huge, one of those long suites where a door opens into another door, like Get Smart or whatever, it's just on and on and on. You know?
How perfectly
and the whole
Elvis
place
is that?
Was full of Sandra Dee, sort of Stella Stevens kind of, which is perfect for me. A pencil skirt and a beehive, and I've gone from some white stilettos that shows your age.
And then the door opened, and this guy came through the door, and
we
I just
ways.
My heart jumped. It was like, whoa, look at the way he moves. And I mean, he was just going around chairs like. He was so cool. And I mean, of course, he wasn't supposed to be cool, but he was. You know, a bit like us, I suppose. It's like and he came over to us, and we stood in a circle for about 2 or 3 hours talking, and people kept coming by from his retinue, from his entourage, thinking that he had enough. And he was going, no, no, no.
And we talked for about an hour and a half. And really? But the amazing thing is that it was so natural. And it was so funny and
there
great.
There was a rapport right yeah. there immediately. Yeah.
And of course, music was the you know the key. Of
your question
oh my
about
God, I hate the way this person edited
from? It came from him, and it still got it. He still was into that whole Delta thing. He, you know, good rocking tonight. Well, that's,
do you
that's
want to hear the rest of the story? Or kind of
no, it's okay. Also, I
plan to rambling on. Ramble on.
No, stop it.
That song was about him.
Yeah, about that very interview.
Not know about that. Wow. Today in rock history. Ramble on. It's weird because when he started combing his hair over with the side part, it looks like his head tilted that way.
Oh, Robert!
The remainder of his interviews, like right his head there. Is up.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Bob Plant.
Been. Yeah, Bobby Plant.
I was reading today. I don't know why. I think it's on Bro Bible. I was expecting to see it in Brandon's prep, but apparently didn't make it. About Ozzy and David Lee Roth's Coke Off.
Oh, that's right.
Well, he had a Coke snorting contest.
Now, wait a second.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Brandon had that in his prep like 4 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for reading the email.
Well, I was up on Robile today. Robile today.
Robile.
Ozzy's 70 today, by the way.
No, that was a wild story, though, because I think David Lee Roth matched him, didn't he?
David Lee Roth won because he performed and Ozzy didn't make it to the show because they
right.
were leaving town and they were snorting Coke all through the night to 9 a.m. in the morning. Ozzy used his old room key from the previous hotel, which is room 616, and that wasn't his room, so he let somebody got someone to let him in, and he crashed
cocaine
in the hotel
is a hell of a drug.
In
for
the
an
wrong
entire
room.
Day. He missed the show, and he was in the wrong room.
So nobody could call him because they didn't know where
no,
he was.
No, they didn't know what room he was in.
And it was like a 24-hour period, wasn't it?
They thought he was missing. They even thought he might be dead.
Yeah. Didn't they call the police?
I think they did.
And a missing persons report?
So David Lee Roth won the coke snorting off. Coke snorting contest.
You know, wow, would you have put your money on him?
Yes.
No.
Yeah!
I don't know if I don't know.
Or is that get taken off the board because of Ozzy? I don't know.
Remember when he played what club was that on the east side? He did our
DLR,
our
the Ritz.
Show.
The
yeah,
Ritz.
The
yeah,
Ritz.
Yeah, that was our yeah. that was our show.
And that big smile he had on his face?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was a
yeah, something was very weird because we met him before the show and it was yeah. very strange.
Yeah, that looked very like it might strange. Have been inspired by one of those nights.
Breaking news oh. with Mort Krim.
I've been waiting all night for this.
You ready for breaking news?
Yes.
Taylor Decker's football has been found.
I heard the story.
Taylor Decker, who scored an offensive lineman touchdown yesterday with the Lions, his football has been located and returned to him. Can you pot up the TV, Brandon?
He threw it into the stands.
He got the best of him. And that football quickly left his hands thrown up into the seats.
I would love to have it back, but I just threw it. So
who cares about losing the game?
A terrible pass, too. So
there's that.
Got caught up in the moment, got excited.
Bill Zerbst of Greenville, Michigan was
Look
the lucky
Bill.
Lions
Zerbst.
Fan who made one heck of a reception that day, too.
Cool. I saw the ball coming towards me. I thought it was going to be a little short. And all of a sudden, it's getting closer, and I'm like, oh, man, I can get a hand on this thing. and I just reached up, tipped it right to myself.
Sign him up!
Decker says he immediately regretted letting that memento get away, so he posted on social media, "To whoever caught has the football I threw into the crowd, I've played football since first grade.
Fake
I would
news,
love
he said,
to have that,
that
football."
Crowd.
Zerp's friend saw the tweet and told him about Decker's plea. That's when Zerps joined social media simply to get in touch with the Lions' former first-round pick.
It's definitely the right thing to do. I mean, yeah, that's a huge moment in his career.
Zerps would not disclose the details of the exchange,
yeah,
saying he wants
it?
To keep
on,
it
Zerps.
Between he and Decker. Today, Taylor tweeted his appreciation, and his teammates gave some advice in case this ever happens again.
Somebody's giving it back to him?
Yep.
Yeah, he shouldn't have thrown that in the stand. That was crazy. You gotta keep going.
Jamie Edmonds, Local 4.
Don't worry about losing the game or anything. I mean, that's really not important. Just collect the souvenir football. No. As long as Taylor Decker's got a souvenir, who cares if they won?
Yeah. Well, now Zerps is on social media, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's a big
game. Facebook,
big
all
game.
Of his kids wear Lions jerseys.
Also on the NFL front, Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
Nobody picked him up on waivers, so he will be a free agent.
I'm so confused about something with Kareem Hunt. Has he had three times now where he's attacked people? Because there's a new person coming forward about an attack in January.
I thought that Putin was
Bay?
The...
There's one in Putin Bay.
You're right. There's one in Putin Bay. This one was in Cleveland.
Yeah, I heard about the
I'm sorry. This one was in Kansas City in January.
I see.
There's a police report filed by a man who claims he was brutally attacked by Kareem Hunt back in January. It was 2 a.m. in the nightclub after the Chiefs were knocked out of the playoffs last year by the Titans. A man saw his friend getting shoved by three men, one of whom was George Atkinson, the running back for the Chiefs. He confronted Atkinson, but the NFL player punched him in his shoulder. The man says he fought back, but Atkinson and his crew, including Kareem Hunt, beat the daylights out of him.
So you're going to feel bad about that, too?
What do you want to do, huh?
He told police he had broken ribs, a broken nose from
this. This shit happens a lot. I mean, look at Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay.
I didn't do anything.
So where are the files being charged against these people?
He hasn't done anything wrong.
They're football players.
Oh, that's an easy excuse, though.
Well, they have great lawyers. They cut deals.
There were no deals.
They lie. They lie to their teams. They lie to everybody. And, oh, she did this.
Neither.
You know, until there's a video, nobody gives a shit. Honestly, until there's a video, there's two sides.
I know.
And people are always willing to believe that, oh, it's some fan bugging this football player.
And I know there's some legal thing where the police couldn't get the video from the nine. And
TMZ managed to get it.
Well, okay, second down and nine.
They claim because it would have been a misdemeanor. If it was a felony, then they could have gotten it. It's like, wait a sec, really? So we're not going to investigate these?
Just out of curiosity.
Did you follow any of that?
How many times has the video come out and exonerated the athlete?
No one wants to see that video.
Well, no, but they would want you to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of videos. Videos I've seen. Joe Mixon, this guy.
Ray Rice.
Oh, yeah. Ray Rice. But none of those were any big deal. Those all came out way after the event.
Oh, actually, I just thought of one video that exonerated someone. Remember when Solange Knowles was going after Jay-Z?
She kicked him.
And he was like,
she should lose her job. She should be released. Yeah, why has Solange been released?
He did hold back.
He held back.
Yeah.
He knew better.
Oh, no, he did. But, I mean, I'm saying she should be.
No, I know. But
I mean,
the story.
Was she out there saying Jay-Z assaulted me?
I thought that was the story, that there was a fight.
But he cheated on Beyonce.
The only thing I remember is hearing that she kicked him or something, or she hit him.
No, he just stood there and took it.
So you're not surprised that none of these guys ever get charged just because they're football players?
No, I'm not terribly surprised, because money, people with wealth always get better justice. They do.
I just think
lawyers
drop the charges because they don't want to go through it for the most part.
Well, in some cases, what about the girl? By the way, who's the running back for Buffalo that the girl got the shit beat out of her?
McCoy.
Oh, yeah.
McCoy. Yeah. She had an incredible story. He just said, no, not true.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not.
There he is.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi.
Still going on, too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is, because she says that somebody entered the locked house and she was assaulted and they took the jewelry that he had been bitching that he wanted back. He wanted his ring back. He wanted some
money.
He spent
rings,
a
bitch.
Shit ton of money on her, and he wanted all his stuff back, and she wouldn't give it back, and she didn't want to leave the house. So somebody somehow entered the house. Isn't that the way the story went? Somebody entered the house and beat the shit out of her and took the jewelry.
Because he had the key.
Well, she thought he put somebody up to it,
right,
I think.
Right.
But she also said he had not only assaulted her, he'd assaulted the child.
Oh, I didn't know that the
said,
child
Let
was
me look
hurt
it up.
Too.
Let me look it up. Mm.
There's a child.
He was terrible this year anyway.
Halle Berry when you need her.
What's his name?
LaShawn McCoy.
LaShawn McCoy.
There's a child. Well, this is going to keep happening unless maybe there's some charges that actually press where the victim goes forward with it.
Yeah, the victim's always bought off, aren't they?
Pretty much.
Not in these two Kareem Hunt cases. They just really, like, yeah, fuck it.
Oh, really?
Well, the girl tried, if you saw the video, the girl pleading with the police, she's like, watch the video. I was assaulted. Watch the video.
Well, they tell her that they have to subpoena the video. Yeah. And
so then they tried to find her later, and she was just like, oh, fuck it. It's not worth it.
Well she's getting death threats now. So, I mean, does she really want to be mixed up in this?
No, it is if you're going to have to go through all that.
Death threats?
A famous video.
Probably Chiefs fans.
TMZ is getting a lot of shit.
Why does TMZ always have the video?
Because they pay. Because
they pay?
Because they bust people.
They pay for them.
At 3 a.m. in the morning of July 10, a 34-year-old woman called 911. Her husband broken into by a man wearing a mask, wielding a gun, looking for money and jewelry. She continued, saying her face was demolished. She was bleeding everywhere. I think it's got something to do with my ex-boyfriend. Delicia.
Never mind. Okay,
it's not going to get any more interesting after this. Delicia Gordon's ex-boyfriend is LaShawn McCoy.
That's a great name.
The two have been in a serious relationship for more than 2 years, but were estranged. In June, he'd taken her to court to get her evicted from a five-bedroom house in the northern Atlanta suburbs where she'd been living
that
with her two children.
Delicious.
The 911 call captures the initial moments after the home invasion that spurred Gordon's friends to implicate McCoy in social media as being behind the assault. McCoy to retain a top criminal defense attorney. And the Milford Police Department, in addition to the Bills and the NFL, to investigate what exactly... Boy, the NFL works hard in those investigations. Kareem Hunt said they never talked to him, which he should have thanked them because it spared him from lying to the NFL, too.
What a revelation, though.
And while authorities seek more details surrounding the night, police also released records of three prior police visits to the same address, domestic disputes in July 2017, April 2018, and a call from Gordon in early June... When she saw via security camera footage that her furniture is being removed from the home by McCoy's family and friends while she was out of town.
Who's delicious?
McCoy's girlfriend.
Okay.
The news of the home invasion. So she's called the cops twice, claiming she was being domestically assaulted, and once because his friends and family were removing furniture when she was out of town. The news of the home invasion broke on Thursday when an Instagram user who identified herself as Gordon's best friend posted photos of her bruised and bloody face. She tagged McCoy in the now-deleted post, pointing, I can't believe you did this to my best friend. Another person identifying herself as a friend of Corden's suggested McCoy had sent people to rob Corden. McCoy denied these claims, saying they're baseless. NFL Network reported McCoy was training. Corden says the intruder just left the home, described as a black male wearing all black, but she was not able to guess
his
age.
Racist.
He's wearing a mask. I don't know. He's a little guy, she adds. Sam hit her in the face with a gun.
And he was black.
Immediately took the diamond bracelet off her wrist. He told Gordon and her cousin, who was staying in the house, to go into the upstairs bathroom. He shut the door and then left the house. Milton police was specifically targeted by the suspect, not a random incident. Gordon suggests McCoy, mentions McCoy and says the intruder was someone who knew him during the approximately 11-minute call, which is broken into two parts. I think they're trying to avoid the cameras by going out the front, Gordon says, about 1 minute in the second part of the call. Later on a sidebar to her cousin, she says, he must have known the camera system. LaShawn must have told him. There's no camera in the front. Parts of the exchange were redacted. House was purchased by LKM Trust. Those are McCoy's initials in October 16 when the Milford PD responded to the home for a domestic dispute in 2017. They found McCoy standing outside with a pile of clothes and personal belongings. He told police they'd broken up and that he asked her to return high-end jewelry he had been loaned for events, but she had not yet returned the pieces. He also said he started the eviction process. McCoy was very concerned she might try to either take things or make false accusations about it.
Hey, get out of here.
When Gordon returned, she was taken to jail because she had an outstanding warrant for arrest for failure to appear in a previous traffic charge. That's nice. Neither party made any accusations about physical abuse. In April 2018, police were again called after Gordon called 911. Dispatchers told police the callers had worked everything out, but it sounded a little heated. Gordon said she called 911 because McCoy was moving out furniture from the home she wanted to keep.
You're right. It didn't get better than Delicia.
Nope. Third call, Corden's out of town for sister graduation. McCoy sent a group of people to remove his belongings so he did not have to deal with Delisha, his mother said. Please stop the move out. Told McCoy he would have to go to civil court to divide their items.
Fun.
She sounds frantic.
That looks delicious.
She tells police her 16-year-old son is missing. There's a bed sheet hanging out of his second-story window. What?
Hey, what?
Like he used it to climb down?
The same story?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Are you Dreamweaver? Wow, this is a contentious situation.
You ain't be calling on the radio doing a shout-out, talking about I won't give it up to my little homie, little pistol starter, my little dog, stomach ache. I met his brother the other day, brother named Daryl. He gonna tell me everybody call him Delicious. Talking about saying, you can just call me Delicious. I'm a grown-ass man, dog. Dang, you ain't calling no another dude Delicious. What if that nigga way down the street or something? Delicious! Yo, D, hold up.
Do you think that's what she was named after, that Cedric
Maybe.
The Entertainer bit?
Could be.
Delicious.
Savory and delicious.
I did like the story here yesterday where three women were going to church and some intruder forced them into the house.
Oh, yeah.
To rip her off, I guess, or do some, who knows what. And the woman went to her bedroom, got the gun, and shot him twice and killed him. See ya!
There was, the one girl was in her 20s. The one who, pulled the gun on him was in her 50s. And then there was, a 70-year-old.
Yep. No more intruding for you.
Badass ladies.
And there was the guy in jail for the drunken road rage thing where two people were killed in a car accident. He killed himself in jail. So no more road rage for you.
How did he kill himself, did they say?
I don't know if they did
Isn't
say.
Isn't it always kind of hanging?
They needed a lot to hang that guy's head. He had a big head.
I saw your tweet about that.
By the way, yeah.
What'd you say?
No more life for you.
No more life for you.
That guy had one thick skull.
I wanted to comment on his mugshot, too. I think he thought he was hot in his mugshot. I really do.
Yes, he did. In a psycho
way.
No
neck. How did he hang himself?
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. Tennessee high school football coach. Did anybody hear this story about him moving the 14-year-old player into the house to school him or to mentor him? And he starts banging his wife, or his wife starts banging him. So he moves out. The husband doesn't know anything. He moves out. And then he gets moved back in, and he's banging, or she's banging him the entire time.
The 14-year-old, yeah.
The 14-year-old. And this all ended when he posted a nude picture of the wife on social media. Because
he meaning the coach?
No, the 14-year-old, yeah. I'm sure it was to prove he was getting laid, but unfortunately for her.
Wasn't there defense that he agreed to it when he moved in?
Yeah, she's claiming
14.
That.
She's
14. I know.
I mean, he probably did, but he's still 14.
And by the way, everything looks a little big on her.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy.
She looked kind of big.
It was the nude photo. She's really not that big, nude. You got to see her nude.
I was wondering that exact thing. I hope they had a good angle or some good lighting on that.
Really high angle.
Even though she's a pedophile.
Yeah, the first line of the story, he wanted it.
Yeah. He's 14.
It's not going to work out too well for her. She's going to prison for 3 years. So
that's it?
Yeah.
By the way, Frances Bean is leading the Twitter poll.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah. Paris Jackson, dead last.
Oh, of course.
People think she's going to sound like Nirvana?
Well, Frances Bean actually has the actual genes from a musician.
So does Lisa Marie.
I think so does Lisa. I think Paris should have become a dermatologist, and she'd be excelling.
What? That's true. She'd be wonderful.
Dr. Pimple Popper or something.
Someone commented below, to quote Mr. Belding, check, please. That is a total callback, Greg. That's really funny.
That's really good.
That's hilarious.
Dave Grohl's killing it.
I just want to hear the vocals.
Is that Francis Bean?
Yeah.
$375,000 views.
The crowd doesn't look too psyched.
She's got the Hillary Clinton branded microphone now. That's nice.
She's wearing JNCO jeans.
Overmodulated.
There's no bassist.
It's a good beat the drummer's got though. Oh, here comes his time to shine though. Whoa. Can we just jump to the end to see how little the crowd does not applaud?
Oh, the guitar died. The guy's like, what happened to my guitar?
Plug that guy in.
Oh, they plugged him.
She's on the floor rolling around.
Wow.
1,300 upvotes. Thumbs up.
What was that?
High total views.
Talent show?
375,000 total views.
Oh, my
God. A lot.
We had I don't know why, because it's not like we did talent shows a lot, but we had a talent show at our high school, and the band, the guys that had the band played Rape Me.
Nice.
The Nirvana song Rape Me.
How'd that go?
At a Catholic school. All went over wonderfully. Nobody had a problem with it.
Mm-mm. What was the
people
radio
even
version?
Listen to lyrics?
Was it Rage Me? Is that what they
played? They didn't play
Waif Me.
Oh, is that what it was?
It was Waif Me.
It's such a great song.
Really?
It's just the word rape that freaked everyone out. It's not even what it's about. Whatever. Who cares? So
Halsey today called out Victoria's Secret, Halsey the model.
Why?
Because they should have more plus size and trans models.
Yeah.
They did their Victoria's Secret show.
Good luck with that.
And yeah. You know, here's the thing.
Trans models in underwear, though?
I guess so.
Hmm.
Which kind of trans?
I don't know. Ask Halsey. But why doesn't Halsey start her own modeling agency?
Yeah. Or start her own underwear brand?
Why do people think that they're people that started these companies and took all the risk that they should do what they want them to do? Also, the amazing thing is Victoria's Secret has declining sales. I mean, they have problems right now. Are fat models really the answer to get people to buy Victoria's Secret?
Maybe. Sounds like they need to expand their customer
base.
Maybe
they do.
Well, you can only name two models right now that are plus size. Tess Holliday and Ashley Graham. But you can name a whole bunch of other models, right? Actually, I don't think I can.
Well, the only reason I can name Tess Holliday is because I hate her.
Yeah. I don't want to see them.
I don't want to see them either.
I think Tess fits into anything that's sold at Victoria's Secret.
No. Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
Unless they don't want the stage to collapse during the show. That'd be embarrassing.
Do women the size of Tess Holliday want to wear Victoria's Secret stuff?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Maybe they do.
Why not?
Oh. Do they make it?
Not at Victoria's Secret.
No, Victoria's Secret. No. Well, their CEO got in a lot of trouble for saying something about the show's for the fantasy. And we were, well, that's not a fantasy. And he's like, no, it's not. Sorry.
Personally,
be my own fantasy, man.
I think if Halsey...
Did Halsey play that show last night?
Yes, she was in the show.
Then shut. That makes it even worse. Return the money.
I think if Halsey is really this worried about body shaming, she should not be in the modeling business. She should be in a business that promotes...
She's not. She's a singer.
Oh, I don't even know who she is. But she's she's in a Victoria's Secret show. So I assume she's thin and she's into modeling underwear.
Oh, I mean, she performed...
I don't think she's in an industry that's really big on promoting... I mean, it seems to me she's in basically the slut business.
Remember she did this song on SNL? I don't know if you remember.
I don't.
Talks about some lesbian affair she had, too, which is kind of hot.
Right here?
Yeah, in the song.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, she performed this show, and now she has a problem with it. Then return the money. And then burn all your Victoria's Secret on social medias.
Yeah.
Make a real stand.
So they can sell more stuff.
Yeah.
Is she a huge star?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind her, but now that I heard this, it makes me not like her. So thanks, Drew.
You're welcome.
Although she has a song with... a guy, and I think they were married or dating, and it's all about how much they love fucking each other and how deeply in love they are. And then they broke up.
Oh, like Ariana and Pete?
Yes, very much so.
She covered up the Pete Davidson tattoo with Mac Miller's dog.
The 9/11 tattoo, so she clearly hates 9/11.
Oh.
I mean, I hate 9/11, though. She clearly has no respect for 9/11.
And he posted that he's suicidal and he's being bullied.
Again? Well, no, here's his statement.
That statement is just too long. whatever it's about, statement. It's too long.
Do we really need Pete Davidson to make statements on a regular basis? It seems like it's getting to be pretty commonplace.
He should get his head down and get into that show because it blows, man.
I've kept my mouth shut. Never mentioned any names. Never said a word about anyone.
Really? Has he kept his mouth shut?
No.
I mean, he's doing bits on Saturday Night Live about this.
I'm trying to understand how when something happens to a guy, the whole entire world just trashes him without any facts or frame of reference. Especially in today's climate where everyone loves to be offended and upset. It is mind-boggling.
But he's offended and upset, it sounds like.
I've been getting online bullied and in public by people for 9 months. I've spoken about BPD.
What's BPD?
Bipolar disorder, which Halsey has too. And
shouldn't he be off social media?
Yes.
Bipolar?
Yeah. And being suicidal publicly only in the hopes that it will help bring awareness and help kids like myself who don't want to be on this earth again. I just want you guys to know, no matter how hard the internet or anyone tries to make me kill myself, I won't.
I would just leave the internet if it's... Yeah. People are trying to make him kill himself and he wants to kill himself. It seems like it's a bad combination.
I think the voice that you're reading it in is the wrong. It needs to be a softer voice.
I'm upset I even have to say this to all these holding me down and seeing this for what it is. I see you and I love you.
Did you mention that he has a huge dong in it, too? So I feel like every story mentions how big his dick is.
Yes, I have it. What is it that he calls that?
Big dick energy.
Big dick energy, yes.
Nice.
E-D-E.
Whatever. But Ariana, I think it's so wonderful that she's honoring Mac Miller, even though she publicly flaunted her relationship, a month after she broke up with him after 2 years and probably sent him on the way to a pretty nice dark place.
Do you think anybody's responded to her social media post about the tattoo and said she's milking his death again?
Probably. She lectures people all the time, though. Somebody was pointing out some hypocrisy in Ariana Grande, and she said, "Thank you. You're blocked.
Next.
You're blocked. Oh,
thank you. You're blocked. Next." That's her new song. Thank you. You're blocked.
Next.
Oh, she's definitely top 10 with a bullet of people I would most like to see off the planet.
Next.
She's done so many dumb things that I thought she was two different people.
When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell.
I thought the donut-licking idiot, the I Hate America idiot, I thought that was another person. And then the Pete Davidson idiot came along, and I had no idea I had to combine those two people to make one giant idiot.
Mm-hmm. Well, plus there's still the Gomez-Lovato effect, where they're kind of all the same person.
Yeah.
So I assume she had PTSD and overdose, too. Like those two dopes. And that's can't sell her house.
They should all live together.
And their ex-boyfriend Bieber got married, yeah.
Biebs. In there, too.
Everyone should
Lovato,
not,
Gomez, and Grand.
Everyone should not have a voice.
Well, they should all have voices. Just sing the fucking songs and shut up.
For a while, okay?
Just... go away.
And their fans are
less
so
is more.
Stupid.
I didn't know he had this tattoo on his arm.
What's that? Is that Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes, he has a Hillary Clinton tattoo.
I was joking, not thinking that wasn't Hillary Clinton and that it looked like her.
He says,
doesn't look like her.
No, he's very proud of it.
I wanted to get Hillary Clinton a Christmas gift, so I got a tattoo of my hero, Hillary Clinton.
Thank you for that gift.
Thanks for being such a badass and one of the strongest people in the entire universe.
The badass and strongest person in the entire universe sold out a fraction of the Toronto.
Do I have to like Pete Davidson less than I already do?
Read the response, the third response down.
Good for you.
Good for you. No, the next one. For you. Bet you're regretting this now, having a New World Order traitor and a criminal engraved on you. Jesus Christ.
The when the Clintons played the Maple Leafs
yeah.
venue.
Yeah. Is that the one our buddy went to?
They were selling it two for the price of one.
What?
Yeah, they were.
That's why his dad got to go, Ian's dad.
Half curtained off. Yeah. Oh, no, he paid full price for his dad and himself.
Yeah, he got ripped off. He should have waited. He could have had tickets for, they said, single digits the day of the show.
Yeah, and they were scrambling to cordon off more sections so that it wouldn't look, you know, for optics of it with black curtains and stuff. There are not enough black curtains in Toronto.
Did any shows have to get canceled because of Bush dying?
Oh, that would be.
And did that piss up Bill? Because Bill's friends with them. They had that charity together.
Yeah, but that would be a convenient reason for just shit canning this.
Yeah,
Hillary's going to headline this one. I'm going to head on to the funeral.
I did see that Michelle Obama canceled two of her shows for Bush's funeral.
That's
probably
the right thing.
You know, I think she's selling out because that book is the number one book in the of the year. I think right now.
Yeah. No. They pointed out she's not doing badly. Clintons are tanking.
Did you see who are
special? Because people don't like what they're saying and that it's all for them.
Even if you liked what they were saying, would you pay money to watch them speak, to go pay for parking and all that bullshit and go watch those people who, by the way, have said they're not going to say anything new. Nothing.
Michelle had her last show in London and special guest was Nigerian novelist Chimamanga Ngozi Adichie.
Oh my God, what a treat.
I know that, dude.
How excited would you be to see that is the special guest of the night?
Two for the price of one.
Ugh.
Two people I don't want to pay to see for the price of one.
It's like how my graduation speaker was someone I had never heard of, and it was some highfalutin person like that. I'm like, what the fuck? Can't we get a president to speak?
Yeah.
Somebody cool like
Rodman.
U of
M.
You know
what that just reminded me of, Mark?
What?
Do you remember a few months ago? God, it was probably longer than that. We were wondering, or we were talking about when Jennifer Granholm's husband was doing tours.
Oh, yeah, he was on a speaking tour.
He was on a speaking tour, and you guys had asked, who the hell hired, you know,
Mr.
Granholm? You know what I found out?
Granholm Mulhern.
My wife's high school graduation.
How many people go there?
He was the guest speaker.
Yeah, I remember that. And you were going to find out. Did you find out any more about it?
Oh, I didn't even know that I ever brought it up.
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
I think, didn't Brandon mention it?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you did. Maybe it was off the air.
Might have been. Yeah. A buddy of mine reminded me that.
So he got one speaking gig.
A buddy of mine reminded me that at that event, while he was speaking, some woman in her 90s collapsed of like heat exhaustion and had to be carried out. And they just kept going with the speech.
Nothing stops him.
Skip a beat. And I asked Kristen about it, and she's like, I didn't even know who he was. She had no idea that was the governor's husband.
Granholm Mulhern. Trudy, you were talking about the Maureen Dowd story.
Editorial in the Times.
And the Clintons,
It was yesterday. She just was like, it's just sheer avarice and greed. Mm. And Hillary has a smug certainty of her own virtue as she become greedy. And how typical that is of so many people who are unaware of their own greed.
The greed is incredible. I just picturing that line with Ian in it with 100 people paying $700, and you know, I don't really want to do this. It's $70,000, Bill. 100 times 700 is $70,000.
They made so much money. Didn't she make speeches before she ran for office that netted her like an obscene amount of money?
It says in Maureen Dowd's story, the money grubbing raged on after the White House, with the Clintons making over 700 speeches in a 15-year period, blithely unconcerned with any appearance of avarice or of shady special interests in foreign countries buying influence. They stockpiled a whopping $240 million.
Wow. Love Trump's.
Even leading up to her 2016 presidential run, Hillary was packing in the speeches, talking to the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries, the American Camp Association.
Wait, she's pro-scrapper?
Apparently. eBay, and the infamous trifecta of speeches to Goldman Sachs for $675,000.
I'm back! You go high.
What scares me the most is Hillary's smug certainty of her own virtue. She become greedy, and how typical it is of many chic liberals who seem unaware of their own greed. And face the complicity of what's happened in the world, how selfish we've become, and the horrible damage of screwing the workers and causing this resentment that the Republicans found a way of tapping into. And blah, blah, blah.
Would all this be happening if I had been elected president?
And skip down a few, and it says, people in her world say she intends to be the nominee.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that.
Thinks that's gonna
happen. We just lock her in a room and let her pretend to be the nominee in there?
Do you think that's going to be a really messy thing, the Democratic side?
No. If money flows her way instead of just someone who could win, it's a little messy.
Because you know that I think Bernie's going to ramp up again, and there's a lot of talk that Biden's going to jump in this time.
I think she'll murder both of them.
They need a younger candidate.
The Garcetti kid or whatever his name is in California.
The mayor of
Gil Garcetti's son.
Gil Garcetti. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
He's popular, but then again, he's only on
council. What about Beto?
Yeah, Beto. People are talking about
I assumed he would
run. What about Gavin Newsom?
Gavin Newsom. I would think he'd run.
He would never win a general election. You've got to be a man, first of all. Sorry, Trudy. You have to be a man, and you're going to have to be from the South or a state that voted for Trump.
Has anybody declared yet at all?
No.
Just Hillary.
Right. Because isn't that going to start up soon?
Are you pumped for it?
It should be pumping. It should be starting up soon.
But it's going to start pretty
soon.
Sounds
like you're dying to hear him.
She goes on. They go on to contrast how it makes Monica Lewinsky look like she's legitimate and... a sympathetic figure in contrast to what they're doing.
Monica has a story, though, that we haven't heard, too.
Right.
Well, you know, because she shut up for 20 years, which is incredible to me. Who doesn't sell their story? It's amazing.
Frankly, it's a far more interesting story anyway.
Well, his is a lie. He would never tell the truth about that story. He never did. He lied to a grand jury. First, he lied in a court of law. Then he lied to a grand jury. Depends on what the meaning of the word is. It would have been funny if he laughed after he said that. He did have kind of a smug look.
He did.
Like, I got you on this one, because it depends what the meaning of the word is. Oh, whatever. Whatever. All right. Use the Amazon portal for all your Christmas purchases. Yeah, favorite things.
You need to add some more stuff to your favorite things.
I know. I got to think about that. You want to get us out of here, Brandon?
You got it.
And like us on Facebook. 20,000 Facebooks for Christmas. That's what I want for Christmas. 20,000 likes.
That would be nice. See how easy it will be to buy for Drew?
It's only 1,800 more likes. And what else do I want?
That's doable.
Rate us on Facebook. Rate us on iTunes. And
see the new video on Facebook?
Yeah.
Make more fun of the way I look.
Yes. Are there a lot of comments already?
Of course.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, no, no. Really?
Yeah, I'm fat, in case you guys didn't know that. I have a lazy eye, too, apparently.
No, you don't.
Well, according to one guy.
No.
Hey, the internet has spoken, Trudy. I have a lazy eye.
Not true.
Yeah. No.
I've seen lazy eyes, and yours are not.
Yeah, I already saw well over 100 shares, so that's nice that people are getting the word out.
Our Drew and Mike Show promo is 9,000 views.
It's pretty cool.
156 likes. That's 3,000 three times what Louis Anderson got.
I know!
So why does our Facebook only have 900 views the last 2 days? What's going on here? I'm counting everything!
Nobody understands it.
You know, I think sometimes the video posts twice, and you might be looking at one and not the other.
Add them both together for him, Brandon.
No, seriously, because today's video posted twice.
Really?
And it's the same video.
It's so funny. You sound like my mom, who got really excited about all the likes on her Facebook post.
Zeus says it did not.
About Bush dying.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's in a picture with George Bush.
Well, she was excited about the response from her post.
Pretty fucking cool.
Very cool.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Good Maz.
Later, dude.
Sayonara, butt face!